launching. Now launching. The dumbest radio show in America. Welcome to Common Man and T-Bone.
Text the burner phone, 614-787-3093.
None three.
None. Sister Jean.
That's Sister Jean's line.
None.
Right there. She calls that one. 30-none-3.
Stupid.
Featuring Panama Ted.
Too hot.
Timmy Hall.
I will rub one on my face.
And a collection of profane noises.
Coach?
No, Dom.
I'm a genetic freak. And I'm not normal.
I won't miss a glory hole.
I'll keep it in the room.
Stop breathing.
It used to be a lot longer.
The numbers don't lie.
Bah! Bah!
This is stupid. This is man and bone.
Happy Thursday. Welcome in. Bone is out today. So I said to myself, I need to get a real man to host the show with me. But they didn't take my calls. So James Laurinaitis is here.
We look the same, though, don't we?
Good to see you, buddy.
Good seeing you.
I like the beard.
I tell you what, it all started from pure laziness in the season, where it's like you start week one, and then I usually would shave. Like when I played, I would like cut my hair and shave my beard up every Thursday. And then I just got to a point where one of our other senior analysts, Sam McGrath, was like, I'm growing it out for the year. I'm like, sounds great.
I would think Ryan Day would put the kibosh on that. I'm the only one that can have a beard. No other coaching staff member can have a beard.
Yeah. You know what's funny is that a lot of people assume that I dye it. And I'm like, I don't dye it. You can see the grays in there.
Yeah, there's some gray in there.
They're named Remy, Hayden, London.
Well, you've got another one on the way.
I do.
When's the baby due?
September 25th. This Michigan State week, baby.
This is the first boy.
First boy.
In the clan.
Second in-season baby, though. London was an in-season baby when I played. Yeah.
Did you miss the week?
No.
Look at you.
No. Of course not. We had this great plan. You know the way this is, man. You have this great plan. Hey, baby's going to come. I'm going to take care of this thing on Sunday nights after the game. Let you get some rest, honey. Monday night, yeah, Tuesday night's off game, right? And then during practice days, you'll be the one to get up with her and all that. And what do you know? London was so colicky that it ended up just being like door slamming in the middle of the night. Both of us rocking, crying. Like, why couldn't this baby stop?
So you're used to handing down all the clothes and stuff, though.
Yes.
So now you got to go buy all new boy stuff.
That's right. You know how much we bought?
How much?
Zero. Nothing.
You're getting close. You got nothing?
We got nothing right now. Matter of fact, the only thing we have for a boy is back when I was a Nike athlete, Courtney Carpenter actually said to Shelly, hey, some advice for you. This Nike money runs out. So in the event that you have, you know, a boy or even for your girls, buy a bunch of shoes at different ages.
Because, that's a good idea.
Great idea. Brilliant. And so we've had some like original LeBrons that are size whatever in storage for literally the last like 13 years.
You ever try and price those out on eBay?
I haven't. It's been on the back of my mind. I've been,
maybe the kid doesn't get them. Maybe you make a little buck.
That's true.
Pay for his college.
Make him earn it. I'll say this, like I'm all, you know this, you get all these like cute little, you know, newborn shoes. I'm like, they're not wearing that. We're not putting those on them.
Yeah.
Be lucky if you get socks on the thing. Just keep them moving.
I'm glad you're here.
It's good to be
here.
It's
been a while. You going to knock off the rust?
Yeah. Heck yeah.
All right.
Bo is upset, but since everyone in the radio universe thinks that Bo and I don't like each other
well,
now.
Well, why don't you put the kibosh on that? Because I know Bobby Carpenter came out, and I think he was like in jest, just sort of saying, you know, Bo is the one who ran you out of broadcasting. He was such a pain to work with. You just up and left. That's not true, right?
That's not true. I'm literally driving into the Woody Hayes, and I hear Bobby on the radio, and I'm like, What are you doing, Bob?
What does Bob sound like to you? Because I can do Bob. I want to see if you can do Bob.
Bobby's like, seriously, James, what are we doing? I mean, we got Bo's the reason why James left and got into coaching. That's why he went to South Bend. Everyone knows that. And Beam's like, no, it's not Bob. He's like, what do you mean, Beam? Yeah, it is. His power's right
there.
It's
like he's right here.
Always. Always. And I'm sitting there listening like, oh, he started something here. I'm getting tweets. But is this really true? Did Bo push you out? I will say, though, I've met a lot of people over the last, I did the Roosters golf outing a week ago with the coaches, and a lot of people were like, man, I can't wait to have you back on the radio threes. That's great. I never had the nickname Threes until Bo and I did the show.
Well, there you go.
And now it's all of a sudden like Threes. Threes is like the new thing. So if
trademark that.
I should trademark that.
Come on, man. NIL.
Raise money for the linebackers.
Let's go.
That's right. That's right.
You got to get the money in that room.
Yes, you do.
Heartline stealing it all.
Heartline gets it all. B Heart gets it all. No doubt.
How's the inner workings going on over there? Everybody ready to go?
Yeah, we're good. I mean, everyone's now split up. We're all, on air quotes vacation. And yeah, it's the final.
I believe that.
It never ends because when you're on vacation, you're still recruiting. You know what I mean? So it's like if any time, like you have a checklist in your brain of the kids you want to call, like every day.
So you never truly get to really disconnect from anything.
No, because if you go a day, unless it's under the rules where it's like, hey, it's a no contact period, right? It's like you're expected to make contact with these kids.
But it's not just contact with the kids. I mean, with the other coaches, I mean. I mean, Coach Day texts you. You have to respond whether you're in the middle of dinner, whatever that you're doing, right?
100%. If the boss texts you, you better respond. I mean, you feel like that's almost every job, but this is
I ignore everybody here.
I thought you were the boss.
Get out of here.
I thought you ran the station.
For this 3 hours, I
thought you were the face of the station.
Well, that's a different conversation. You're here on a very special day because Thursdays we do a segment called Name That Hole, okay?
Mm.
People will tell us their stories, and we determine if there is a hole involved.
Okay.
There's three levels of hole.
Yeah.
There's A hole.
Yep.
There's B hole.
Okay.
C hole's the worst.
Oh, you can't be one of them.
Okay? We don't hand those out willy-nilly.
No.
You can also just say no hole.
Mm.
There's a misunderstanding. No hole is involved. So people tell us their stories. We are the ultimate judgment.
I've heard this.
All right.
I've heard this.
Stop pretending like you listen.
No, I do listen.
All right.
I've listened to this for a long time. I'm not going to put your, longevity over the airways. But
20 plus years?
That's right. I've been listening to this show for a long time.
This is the first time that you and I have hosted together, though.
It is.
You know, the first time that I hosted with Bob, he was still in the league.
How did that go?
Well, I'm going to tell you how it went. He was still in the league, and I guess he was already reading the tea leaves, like, I better start doing something else.
Yeah.
Right? Let me go talk to this idiot. So he comes in during the off season, does a show, and in that show, he says Dirty Sanchez, and Buckeyes lost a recruit to Michigan, right? I forget who it was. It actually may have been one of the Bourne brothers. They lost a recruit to Michigan, and Bob starts off the conversation like, you know, that stuff happens, and then I hope he gets dysentery and dies.
When I first got hired, when I first came back from Notre Dame, a lot of the guys in the building were like, how well do you know Bobby? I'm like, oh, I know Bobby really well. I was a freshman when he was a senior. We've known each other for a long time. And they're like, last year in that game against Notre Dame, he comes up on the sideline because I guess the GA at the time, Coy McFarlane, was, Jim Knowles was up in the box.
Okay.
So Coy's on the sideline with like the dry erase board going over adjustments and all that for the linebackers. He said Bob just walks in the huddle. Just walks on the bench. No, seriously, here's what you got to do. This starts erasing it and drawing it up.
Is that one of the countable coaches? Is that allowed?
I don't know what happened. He goes, Bob, will you please go up in the, please go back up in the stands.
Are you excited to get back here, obviously?
Oh, it's been great, but then you just got to, Bob is, that's why he's great at radio. He'll share his opinion all the time.
Well, that's the job, baby.
It is the job.
That's why you were good at it, too.
It carries over, Sometimes you'll come out to practice, and they're like, what are you going I wish he still had the long hair. It's so much better when you can imitate Bobby with the long hair, because he used to brush it behind his ears all the time.
He tries to be professional.
He tries to be professional, but really, he wants to flip the hair back.
No, seriously, James, all you got to do, what are you guys in? What's that call? You're three deep? Cody, you just got to expect.
Okay. I got it, Bob.
He's coaching everything you thought it would be?
It is. The best part about it is like it gets the competitive juices going. So it's like, even when you're recruiting, like you want to win these kids, like you want to win because you see the potential. What's hard is that being on this side of it, I know everything that Ohio State provides. And so it's like, sometimes you get in a mood where you're like, look, man, like I don't have to over car salesman. Like, this is Ohio State.
I know it's best for you.
Right? Like, just trust me. But I think the thing is, Mike, if you just keep showing up and showing up and showing up and you're consistent and you're authentic, which I think that's been the best part. The best advice I've gotten is just be authentically you. Cause if you fake anything, like people are going to see right through it, especially in like a locker room setting. Like I felt that way even when I was trying to be like a leader with the guys in the room when I was a player, is like, you can't pretend to be somebody you're not. Like I was never going to be Ray Lewis, motivational speaker. That wasn't my style. Like that's Ray. Malcolm can be that way. I was more of like, I looked at the way AJ led, was like, AJ barely said anything. He just went and worked hard.
Yeah.
And no one's going to outwork him, you know? So if I try to be somebody you're not, like the players, like, come on, bro, that's not you. You know what I mean? And it's the same way as a coach. I feel like you have, if you're as authentic, but you're consistent with the kids, then you build a relationship, you build trust. And the NIL throws a whole nother layer into it, all that. But at the end of the day, you're not even in the discussion if they don't start to trust you and trust that, hey, not only the players, but the parents that can.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you. Who's your number one audience? Is it the player you're talking to? Is it the parents you're talking to?
It depends.
Or is it the, I don't know. Do these guys have financial advisors now at this point?
Yeah, I mean, your job is to find out who's the winner. Like who's the star in the family.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's mom. Sometimes it's dad. Sometimes it could be the kid. Sometimes it could be anyone. It could be an uncle, but that's part of the developing the relationship. You try to figure out, okay, who's really pulling the strings here. And then you just, I've always said, it's kind of like, you know, you might take a certain number of players per class, but all of a sudden you're like, hey, I got to try to date. It's like dating. Hey, you want to date 8 girls, but only 3, maybe 2 or 3 can say yes to you. And it's like, oh, okay. But what if you want girl A, B, C? Well, what if they don't like you back? You got to treat, you know, E, F, G the same way as A, B, C, because they could turn into A, B, C real fast.
Well, and you know, obviously now these guys are all talking to each other too.
Yeah. Yeah.
So they're comparing notes probably. I mean, I'm sure a lot of the guys you recruit, these guys all know each other from around the country.
Yeah. But I mean, everyone's going through the same thing, right? So you just try to be authentic. You try to tell them like, hey, look, a lot of the stuff that I'm going to be coaching you on, I had to live through. You know what I mean? So I have experience. I'm not just coaching you certain techniques. Like I'm literally teaching you stuff that I learned from some of the best in the world. Like Steve Spagnuolo is my head coach for 3 years, D coordinator of the Chiefs, might be the best D coordinator ever do it. He's got 4 Super Bowls.
Yeah.
Like, it's a great guy to learn from. I'm teaching you stuff that I had to do. And there'll be some times, like last year, even with Eichenberg, like there'll be some times like, hey, Tom, I know this isn't easy, but you can do it. Like, I know it because I did it. Like, you can do it. You know, and all Tom would do is just grunt at you and just keep moving. You know, like, but sometimes, and then you have to learn everyone's personality, right? Like, how do you handle, like handling Tommy Eichenberg and Steel Chambers are two totally different humans.
That's right.
And so it's like, you can coach Tom a certain way, but you guys direct Steel a certain way, and then CJ and then Cody, they're all different. But the standard stays the same, just how you approach them can be different.
I want to talk about the nitty-gritty, some NIL stuff, expectations for the season. 3 hours with James Laurinaitis, Common Man and T-Bone on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
Watch out for an accident that's blocking the left lane on westbound 670 at 3rd Street, causing stop-and-go traffic from 71. We also have an accident on eastbound 270's on-ramp from southbound Cleveland Avenue, and that's on the North Outer Belt. This report is sponsored by COSI, Center of Science and Industry. This summer, explore the fascinating and harrowing story of the Titanic's maiden voyage. Don't miss Titanic, the artifact exhibition at COSI, featuring hundreds of authentic artifacts, room recreations, and more. Open for a limited time at COSI through Labor Day. Book your voyage now at COSI.org. I'm Nicole for 97.1, The Fan Traffic.
Best known for their contributions to the fast food breakfast world, this is Man and Bone.
Bone is out today. James Laurinaitis is with me, and he gets to hear me talk about my low testosterone. Did you know that in your early to mid-30s, guys start losing 2 to 3% of their testosterone production every year? Do you know it?
What's the math on that for me, then?
You're negative.
Damn.
But there's a way out. Go see my friends at Tri-State Men's Health. They will do your lab work. Have your results within 30 minutes. A licensed medical provider will review your results with you and discuss your options. And you're going to make a decision together with their medical team. Cost of the appointment's $99, includes a medical consult, T and PSA test. And if you sign up for testosterone treatment the day of your appointment, your visit is free. Tell them I sent you and they'll charge you more. 800-900-9654 is the number, or visit tristatementshealth.com. Promo code PP, no worky.
Not really. James Laurinaitis.
I was going to say, there's no way that's no. real.
You know what I'd like you to do? I'd like you to go into Coach Day's office and just say nothing. Just walk in the doorway and just say, pee-pee no worky, and walk out. See what happens. Come on, man. It's the off season. It's monotonous.
He's on vacation.
No, he's not. Where is he?
I think he's in Greece.
I don't believe he's ever on vacation. These football coaches always talk about
with him.
That's what I mean.
He's not. His brain fully isn't there. But yeah.
I forget who it was. Maybe it was Thad Matta when he took the Ohio State job. This is how long I've been around. So Thad Matta takes the Ohio State job. We have him on the air.
Was the track still in the shoe?
No.
Was it AstroTurf?
No.
I hit Coach Walt with that all the time. Because we'll do these OV dinners. We'll talk about traditions and all that.
Yeah.
And I'll just joke that, like, Coach Walton was actually playing when Jesse ran track here.
But it was real grass, which I wish they'd put
it
back down.
It was real grass. I was 06. The last time.
Anyway, so Thad Matta gets hired, and we have him on the show. And I said, what is the last movie that you watched? And he said, Star Wars. And I said, like, at home? He said, no. In the theater. When it first came out.
I'm trying to think of the last movie I've seen in the theater. It has to be one of the kids' ones. Has to be.
I'll tell you the last one that I saw, because it's the last movie I've ever seen in a theater.
How long ago was this?
The movie was called, look up the date, Teddy. Julie and Julia was the name of the movie. I was with Kristen. We were down in Florida, just having vacation. It's like 100 degrees. What are you going to do in the afternoon?
Yeah.
Let's go sit in an air-conditioned theater.
Sounds great.
Watch a movie. I've told the story a million times. I used to like to sit in the back row of the movie theater. I didn't want anybody behind me.
Yeah, I get that.
So we get in there, completely empty theater. This is a matinee, middle of the day, Florida, completely empty. So I'm thinking to myself, are we really going to get this movie all to ourselves? This movie that I didn't want to see, it's about like Julia Child and something, right? Stanley Tucci's in it. So the previews start. And I see the light from the door as the door opens. So I know someone's coming in. And then I hear a creaking sound, squeaking and creaking. And I see a woman coming in, and she's carrying like one of those metal carts behind her with plastic bags in them. And I look at Kristen and I say, this is not going to be good. Right. So she's moving really slow, and she starts coming up the stairs. And as she comes, she's dragging this cart behind her. And I looked at Chris and said, she's going to sit right next to us. You watch. Oh my. And she's like, no, she's not. The whole theater's empty. I said, doesn't matter. This woman's crazy. I could tell. So here she goes.
No.
She gets the last row. She gets the entire place is empty. She gets the last row. She sits in the last seat. So there's a good like 7 seats away from us. And even then, I thought, okay, this is weird, but whatever.
Maybe she just doesn't want anyone in front of her.
Sit
or
there, right?
Her either,
okay, that's fine. So as the previews are coming, she gets up and moves a couple seats to her left.
Get out of here.
Then she sits down.
I'm out.
And moves a couple more seats to her left. I said to Kristen, she's going to sit right next to us. Kristen is just pretending like she doesn't exist. Right? Eventually, she's right next to me. She's in the seat right next to me. And I'm looking at Kristen saying, what am I going to do? She's deadpanning, pretending like it doesn't exist, watching the screen. Meanwhile, this woman, and if I'm lying, I'm dying, should lightning strike me right now, takes off her wig.
Stop.
And pulls out meat snacks from under her wig and starts to eat the meat snacks. And I'm looking at my wife, who's sitting to my left. And she's just like, just don't say anything. Just don't say anything. And I said out loud at this volume, let's get the hell out of here. And so we walked out.
I didn't know why we had to leave.
You don't know why we had to leave.
She's eating meat snacks from under her wig.
That is the last time.
100 degrees outside.
I ever went to the movies. What year was that, Teddy? What year did that movie come out?
That was 2009.
2009 was the last time I went to the movies.
15 years ago.
Spring of my rookie year.
2009. All right.
I mean, that's incredible. That's an incredible story.
I want to talk about name, image, and likeness with you. because this is all new stuff, right? You didn't have to deal with any of this stuff as a player.
Yeah.
But now you have to deal with this as a coach. Mm-hmm. How much does it change what you do?
You know, you try to eliminate it. It does change because it's part of the equation. You can't pretend like it's not. But I think it still comes down to you have to be able to manage your roster in a way, more specifically your position room, to understand, for one, like when I first became the full-time linebacker coach, I still try to stay away from like all those discussions when it comes to what's who making all that, because I feel like it just gets dicey. You just want to.
Is it possible to stay away from that?
No, it's impossible.
I mean, you try to stay away from it.
Yeah. But then there comes a certain thing like, hey, so-and-so. And so what happens is you're just trying to manage a lot of times the emotional reactions that guys have, because every single player has somebody talking to them, right? And so a lot of times it could be a coach at another school, or it could be someone, maybe they're not talking to them, but they're talking to their high school coach,
yeah,
right? They try to say, hey, is so-and-so happy? What's he getting from them? We could offer this. And so you're constantly just re-recruiting your own players too, as well as recruiting the guys that you're trying to get in the class. So it's a constant just, but it comes with communication. If you have a good relationship with your guys and you speak truth to them, because all you want as a player is honesty. Sometimes you don't like it. A lot of times you don't like it, but you want honesty. But if you find
out, all the guys want honesty, or some guys want,
I think they all want honesty. I just think that some guys aren't willing to accept.
I see
the honesty, yeah, right? Like some guys, everyone wants to be told like, hey, how can I get better? How can I be better? How can I be better? And then sometimes you might not, if you're a little sensitive, that response might not feel too good. Yeah, right. Yeah. But it's constantly thinking like, what do they need to hear in this moment? Not what do they want to hear? They have people all in their lives that what they want to hear. They can get that from anyone. And sometimes it's like mom, dad, they'll tell you what you want to hear. But I think if you're gonna take a certain stance with a player, you have to be able to back it up as well. So it's like if you have a thing with player A, B, and C, and you just say, hey, so-and-so needs to play better or else, you better have Phil to back it up. You just can't say it. Yeah. You know what I mean? And there have been situations, whether it was, even when I was at Notre Dame, there was a situation where, I won't name the position group, but there was a certain coach having a problem. And I remember him calling like mom and dad in. Oh, really? Like, we have a problem? Like, come watch film with me. I'll show you your son's clips. Like, we can watch them together. And you tell me whether you think he's being honest with you. Right?
It's like the comedian going to someone's work and heckling them. Coaches probably dream of doing that, well, but they probably like, don't do it too often.
If you have a player who is, you know, telling mom and dad, like, hey, I'm getting slighted or I'm getting this, whatever. Yeah. Well, if the parents are hearing that and you're the coach, say, no, I'm not. That if you have better have film to support it, because everything's so open now anyway. You know what I mean? So you just got to be honest with these kids. I think a lot of times, and sometimes it's really hard, brutal conversations, but sometimes it's, you know, you're healthier because of it. Not all tension and like, you know, confrontation is bad. Like,
right.
It brings
right.
growth a lot of times.
3 hours with James Laurinaitis. Well, now we're down to 2.5. See?
Look at that.
Half an
flies.
Hour goes
it
like
flies.
That.
And I, for the first time ever, I've heard of someone eating meat snacks.
Under a wig.
Under the wig.
Under the wig in a movie theater. If I'm lying, I'm dying. More with James next. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
Watch out for an accident blocking two right lanes on eastbound 161. After Little Turtle Way, it's causing a 5-minute delay and stop-and-go traffic from 270. We also have slow traffic on northbound 270 on the east outer belt between Morse Road and 161. This report is sponsored by Pierre's Ice Cream. Get your spoons ready for Pierre's Ice Cream. Cherry vanilla, cookies and cream, nuts about Buckeyes. All Pierre's flavors are next level. Made in Ohio, made with the best. Pierre's Ice Cream. We've got your flavor. I'm Nicole for 97.1. The Fan Traction.
Yes, we tried unplugging and then plugging them back in. It didn't help. This is Man and Bone.
Please subscribe to the podcast of this dumb show. It's available wherever you get your audio. Just search Common Man and T-Bone. Click subscribe. Every single show comes right to your device free of charge. The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. James Laurinaitis is with me today. Regretting it by the second.
I'm not regretting it. Do you know how to spell Laurinaitis without looking?
No. Sorry. I used to when I
have
was
coworkers who still can't
spell it. I can type it.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I can type it. I also can't spell restaurant.
That's tough.
Is there one word you can't spell?
I have to slow down with Wednesday.
What trips you up?
It's the Wednesday.
It's like a February. February.
Yeah. Gosh, there's one more. It just happened the other day, and I was like, get out of here. I cannot get this one. It might be probably.
Probably?
Probably.
Yeah.
Is there an E?
No.
No, there's not.
No.
But my brain sometimes just says,
hey, I see.
Hey, James, there might be an E here.
It is Name That Whole Thursday. You can interact with the show at Man and Bone 971. Text the burner phone 614-787-3093. Or jump into the YouTube chat. Yes, we're on YouTube. Go there. Search 971 The Fan. Click on the live button. The chat will come up on the right side of the screen. F-Bomb Jen is in the chat. I think Fish is in the chat. So say hello to James as well. I'll read him all your comments.
Be great.
Notre Dame and Michigan State will renew their rivalry. They're doing a home-and-home starting in 2026. They have not played since 2017. How was your time in South Bend? Did you like it or couldn't wait to get the hell out of there?
I really like the university. I really like the university. University is gorgeous. People are great.
Marcus Freeman, though, hated him.
No, I love Marcus. I love Marcus. I still talk to Marcus, I mean, probably once a week. But it's South Bend, Indiana is tough. Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
South Bend, Indiana is really rough. If you wanted
you're a big nightclub guy.
Yeah, I'm not a nightclub guy. If you want a little more unfiltered version of it, I'm sure Shelley would love to give you.
So it's more her than you? We got to get out of here?
Well, I mean, you're so busy at work. You just go to work.
Yeah,
you know
right.
what I mean?
That's
now,
right.
the opportunity to come home, obviously, to Ohio State, you're like, heck yeah. You know?
Yeah, absolutely.
But, you just go to work every day. Mid-season, you're like, okay, we're just grinding. It's like another week. You got a to-do list. Who's the opponent? Get your guys ready. Go through it. You recycle that. And then all of a sudden, you know, outside of it, you get like one night to get dinner with your wife a week.
Yeah.
And see the kids. Hey, remember me? I'm dad. And then you go about your business. But it's like, honestly, like, there's nothing. There's absolutely nothing. And there's no like hospital network affiliated with the school. So, you know, if you have a sick kid or anything, there's like one pediatrician in town.
Is that right?
We never met her. It's like everything was urgent care, you know, all it's just, yeah, there's no hospital associated with
that. That is bizarre.
So like here, when you're in Columbus and you're in the, you know, 14th biggest city in the country, it's
they're building the new hospital every other day.
Yeah. There's gonna be a new, you know, heart hospital is getting expanded.
Yeah.
The new James looks, you know, or the extension of the James looks incredible. I think that's where we'll deliver the baby boy down there. Cause we're on the Ohio State network.
Look at you.
You know,
all right. I want to dive into the juicy gossip because I know you got it for me. So NIL, there's only a certain amount of money to go around.
No, you just keep printing it, man.
If that's what you say, there's only a certain amount of money to go around. Do you feel that it's almost clicky between coaches because coaches want their slice of the money so they can go out and get their guys? Or do you just sort of acknowledge, this is what I have, I'm going to work with it, and I'm not going to politic for more of it?
No, I think you just got the evaluation process just gets ramped up a whole lot more. Because in the past, when there's no money involved, right, you evaluate a player, hey, we got this X five-star in the building. Five-star doesn't pan out. Everyone's like, okay, he was a miss. Well, all of a sudden, now it's like, hey, we have this X five-star. This five-star costs X. There's some human being behind that donation.
Yeah.
Right? Or multiple human beings. And so if you miss on those guys and now there's hundreds of thousands of dollars associated with them, you're not just feeling it from the coaches around you and like, can you evaluate, right? You start, then now you have people who are donating like, hold on a second. I just gave last year at this NIL event for these players. These guys haven't panned out.
Right.
So there's just there's another layer to it, right? You have to answer to that. And so I don't think there's any, there's always a real realization of, there are certain positions, right? Just like in the NFL, like you look at where the numbers go, right?
Guys are going to get paid more.
Quarterbacks, tackles,
yeah,
DNs, receivers, corners. Why? That's where the game is right now. Correct. So, I think there's naturally going to be certain spots to where you need to put the funds, but it's all so new still. Like it's all changing. Like what's the revenue sharing going to be?
Right.
So you came in, you're trying to have honest conversations with families of like, the revenue sharing is coming. Does that mean collectives are going away or not? Probably not right away. Like, nobody really knows. So you're still operating in this space. I remember talking about this with Bo when we were doing the show. It's like, the wheels have just come off, you know, of everything. You feel like there's no rules sometimes. Like, things are just bouncing around. You're like, what is actually happening? You know what I mean? Like, there's still guidelines that the NCAA gives you with a lot of this, but then there's always a court case coming somewhere,
right?
And then it's like, well, this is actually, the courts ruled this. What if it gets overturned? We'll retroactively punish you.
Right.
So you're trying to figure out, like, what is even normal now? And so you're always just trying to find, you know, you're always trying to find the way of being like, look, operate the way you're supposed to operate. It could change in 2 months. It could change in 3 months.
What's trickier? Is the NIL aspect of it trickier or the portal aspect of it trickier? Because it used to be, you know, you get these guys in, you work hard, you recruit them, but then chances are you're going to have them.
Yes.
Then now it's almost like you have to keep recruiting these guys all the time because,
yeah,
you know, they could just jump in the portal and leave.
They could. I mean, and there's instances where sometimes, and you'll hear it from other teams. Thankfully, we haven't had this happen with our own guys, but there's other coaches you talk to where it's like player could be a starting corner. And he's first team all conference. And then next thing you know, he's like, hey, my number last year, that's not the number this year. So if y'all want to keep me on the roster, here it is.
Right.
And you're like, I mean, you could just see it. Who was it? Jordan Addison at Pitt? He wins the Biletnikoff and then is like, yeah, I'm out to USC. Like, you won a major award for school.
You got one of those guys on your team, Quishon Judkins. I mean, he was...
That's
back in the SEC.
And now it's boom. You're gone. And so like I think the portal, it's just constant free agency. It's constant free agency, right? And so the main difference is that you're operating still under this, you know, like whoever your favorite team is in the NFL, they go out in free agency and they're like, hey, we have X amount of dollars under the cap that we have. Maybe we're going to go, we really need a corner. We really need a DN too. But you know what? Let's go get the top corner. And that's where we're going to put our money.
Yeah.
And we got to get DN number 6, 7, 8 because we can't afford to get number one of both. Well, in college football, there is no salary cap. And so it's like, you got the number one recruiting class in the country. Okay. Does that mean, you know, you got the number one ranked, whatever position, 2, 3. And you're like, well, hold on now. You know what I mean? So it's different because in the NFL, there's almost like a mindset of like, there's a pot you can use.
Yeah.
In college football, there is no pot. It's just an arms race. And so it's very unique. And then, like I said, with the revenue sharing, you're just always operating under a moving target.
All right, I want you to look into your crystal ball when we come back. I want you to tell me the future of college athletics.
Mm.
No pressure. Plus, a new EA Sports college football game features several Ohio State traditions. Details next. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
Stop-and-go traffic is causing a 5-minute slowdown on northbound 71 on the north side between 670 and 11th Avenue. We also have a slowdown on eastbound 270 on the north outer belt between 315 and 71. This report is sponsored by eBay Motors. eBay Motors is here for the ride with the parts you need at the prices you want. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they're guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traction.
No Desmond Howard death wishes since 2012. This is Man and Bone.
Not out loud. Quietly. James Laurinaitis is here today, classing up the joint. I have a question for you from the YouTube chat.
Oh, this is terrifying.
Do you plan on getting any more tattoos? And if so,
yes.
What would you get?
I've gotten one for every child.
Oh, cool.
For every child has a tattoo. I don't know yet with the baby boy. We're not set on a name yet either. There are some names that we've bounced around. Some that have gotten shot down right away, you know. Like, I was a big fan of Levi Beck, and Beck is Shelley's mom's maiden name.
Okay.
And then there was some discussion about, well, we already have an L. And I said, okay.
So what does that mean? L's gone?
Yeah. Guess there's no L's happening anymore.
Some people name their kid all the same.
I know. My whole family's J's.
Yeah.
My dad was Joe. My older brother's Joe. My mom's Julie. My sister's Jessica. Even my grandma and grandpa on my mom's side were James and Janice. my grandpa, my dad's side was Joe.
What's the significance of Levi?
Unfortunately, my grandma was Lorna. Lorna Laurinaitis is a tough way to, it's a tough last name. To, love her, but rest in peace.
I like Levi.
I like Levi too. Levi Laurinaitis thought it was strong. It got shut down.
If he comes out with a little tiny beard, I think he has to be Levi. For some reason,
Levi is dead.
Oh, it's dead forever? Oh, yeah.
No.
What if she looks at him and says, man, this kid looks...
There's none of that. Trust me. This thing is going to be decided. Like, we've gotten the blood work for getting the gender of the baby. You know, where you can do like 10 weeks. Like, yeah, hey, we're going to do the early... We've done that for all four. You would think after the first two being like, no, we're going to know. So the name will get decided. Theo... She likes Theo. We like Maverick. Going Mav.
There's pressure there with Maverick. You got to have a certain type of personality to pull off
Maverick. Well, you got to name it. You got to speak it into existence. Hey, Maverick. Let's get some four-way neck going. there's a couple others. Gage. Xander. Zane. But Maverick. I'm a fan of Maverick. But we'll see.
We had... We had Samantha. We didn't know if it was going to be a boy or a girl.
Yeah.
We had names for both.
Yeah.
Samantha was the girl name, but I wanted to go a little off the wall with the boy name that was quickly vetoed. I wanted, because I got the ethnic sounding last name.
Of course.
Right? I had a great grandfather down the line. He was Rocco.
Ooh.
Rocco Ricardotti.
Yes.
That's a name.
That's a dude.
You're not going to forget that name.
That's a dude.
Where are you
going?
I'm going to Rocco's house.
I'm going to Rocco's crib.
Yes.
And everything's going to be all right. That was, Rocco is a dude.
That was vetoed very quickly.
Damn.
So was Gino.
Gino
was vetoed.
Freeman has a Gino.
Yeah?
Yeah. Because
my sister is Gina. So we know it goes well.
There we go.
All right.
Because Marcus Freeman's wife is Italian. So naturally, she has won every single naming contest because it's like... It's Vinny, it's Gino, Mark, Nico, Sienna. Marcus hasn't named one. I guarantee that.
The Ohio State marching band is going to be in the EA Sports College Football 25. Are the dudes talking about this at all? I know they're getting paid for it. Are they excited about it?
Yeah. Heck yeah, they are.
Are you going to be in it? When they pan to the sidelines and just see you screaming at people?
No, but I got a little bit of street cred when they found out that I was a 99 one year.
They're going to do across the field.
They should.
They're going to have Buckeye Battle Cry and OHIO Chants playing during the game.
Mm-hmm.
Hang on Sloopy will play at the start of the fourth quarter. Carmen, Ohio played after the game.
Let's go.
And We Don't Give a Damn for the Whole State of Michigan will play when Ohio State secures a win over Michigan. Speaking of that.
Mm.
How big of a talking point is that in the building?
Oh, it always is.
I know it always is.
No, but it's been that way since I got back. Because you don't really know unless you're in it every day, right? And it was emphasized a year ago. It's emphasized still. And I think what Coach Day did last year was he went very much what Coach Trestle used to do. He broke it down by situations.
Mm-hmm.
Trestle used to do that all the time. Here are the situations in the game that determine it, which is funny how like air raid the game has gotten, right? All this throwing the ball around, all that. But I think it's still like the last 22 winners won the rushing battle.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the rushing battle could look different. Is it 21 personnel with Beanie Wells running power?
Right,
no,
right.
It could be last year. It's J.J. McCarthy using his legs when necessary, right? And then they also were able to be effective with Corum and Edwards. But it's a combination of it all. And so I think in that game, it still comes down to that. The thing that disappoints me, you know, in the former player mindset is, you know, they got the ball with 8 minutes something to go. We could have stopped them 3 and out. They got a first down on a simple stick route. We ended up getting the ball back, but it was 1 minute and something left, right? And they got a field goal out of that drive. And you're like, if you just get the ball back in that 3 and out, that's the job of the defense. When your number is called, it doesn't matter what situation you're put in, you got to figure out a way to get it back. And you got to rise up for that just one play. And we didn't do it. So that's been a big focus, not only as a team, but also like defensively. It's like Coach Knowles hits it all the time. Like we can't, that's the hardest thing is you got to stay urgent in that mission. And so there's random times, man, during spring ball, where I would just start the meeting off with how many days? And that's it. You just ask the room, how many days? And one of the guys will know. My meeting room is right, you walk right by that wall where the clock is.
Mm.
But you ask randomly, because it's so easy just to be like, you know what? I'm going to show up to work today. I'm going to get a workout in. I'm going to get through this practice, not really attack and give. I'm just going to get through it. And be like, oh, yeah, we care about that game, but it'll come. It'll get there. But no, how many days? How many days is it? And then you just constantly refresh their minds and just show the importance of it. Or sometimes what you do is you'll show, like, I'll pull up a picture of like 2016 or 06, and I'll just show the field, you know, covered in scarlet and gray, and people can't move anywhere, right? And I'm like, that's the vision that we got to have. Games in our house, like, that's got to be the end result that we got to start putting in your minds right now.
All right, I want you to tell me 10 years from now what college football looks like. Is it contracts directly? Is it, you know, sign on 3-year deal? Is NIL completely gone out of the equation? What does college football look like? That's next. I'm going to let you think about it. All right. And
it's called a tease.
We're going to do some math because I know that's your strong suit.
It's not.
I can't do anything.
Accounting actually pushed me out of the business school.
But between the two of us,
we can do it.
We're going to try and figure it out.
Calculators on our phone.
Okay. Colin Mann and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
There's a disabled vehicle blocking the left lane and causing a 5-minute slowdown on westbound 70 downtown near Livingston Avenue. It'll be stop and go from the 71 East split. We also have slow traffic on eastbound 670 between Cleveland Avenue and 71. This report is sponsored by Ohio Basement Authority, your local expert. Is water seeping into your basement? Are your basement walls cracking? Contact Ohio Basement Authority, the basement waterproofing experts. Get your free inspection today. Learn more at ohiobasementauthority.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan.
The only thing harder than common man's arteries is T-Bone thinking about a red-bellied woodpecker. This is Man and Bone.
James Laurinaitis is with me for the next 2 hours. He's already done an hour with me, but it felt like 3 years.
No, it was fast. It was way faster than it ever felt with Bo Bishop.
Oh, you guys hate each other. That's why. Name that whole Thursday. Send in your tales of Holyo at Man and Bone 971. Text the burner phone 614-787-3093. Also, pop in the YouTube chat. There is someone in the YouTube chat. Who is it? Panda Man. Panda Man is in Cambodia right now, and he's watching us on YouTube. It's 3 o'clock in the morning there.
I heard it's lovely this time of year.
Cambodia?
Yeah.
Never been.
Have I?
Never been. And you know, I think it's safe to say I will live and die and not go to Cambodia.
Appreciate you listening, though.
Absolutely.
Like, our guy Panda Man woke up at 3 a.m. and was like, you know what? I got to turn on Man and Bone.
I don't know about that.
And then he realized that Bone was not on here and was like, well, what the heck am I listening to?
That's what I do. All right, look into your crystal ball. I want you to tell me what college football looks like, because this thing is like evolving by the month,
yeah.
It seems, where government's involved and the NCAA is trying to flex some muscle again and states are passing laws. It's the Wild West right now.
It is.
But 10 years from now, what does it look like?
You know, my gut tells me that there's going to be some separation. This is absolutely no knowledge. This is just like radio co-host trying to see into the future. But something tells me that it's going to be unrealistic for certain conferences, certain universities to continue to operate under the same rules or even the same level as the big dogs, mm-hmm. meaning the Big Ten, the SEC, certain ACC schools, obviously Notre Dame. And so does it go to a big two, you know, NFL model? You know, everyone assumes kind of like two mega conferences. I don't know. It could. Does it go to three? But I think there's going to be some kind of, obviously with the revenue sharing, now does it turn to contracts? The problem that the NCAA is going to have, and I'm not even saying NCAA, I'll just say college football as a whole, is that in the NFL, when a team usually gets hit for tampering, now I heard some of the shows with what team just got hit with tampering, and it was like a 5th-round pick.
Oh, the Falcons.
Yes.
And they were tampering with their free agent guys.
Yes.
They wound up signing all three of them.
Yes. And so, like, but people were joking that, like, oh, you took a 5th-rounder. Is that really?
Right.
Is it worth it? Now those teams got to think, like, is it worth it for me to pay this fine to do it again? We got the players.
Right.
But anyway, the NFL, for the most part, has 32, minus, you know, the Packers, but just for the sake of the conversation, 32 billionaires who are competitive and don't like losing money. And so they're very strict with a lot of the rules that they operate under, right? So when tampering happens, when all these little things, like if you skirt rules in the National Football League, the other owners get salty, and they're Goodell's job is to keep basically everyone operating under the same rules, under the shield, right? Who does that for college football?
Right.
So if they say, now, I have no knowledge of all this, but you listen to people on the radio all the time, and you hear stories of like, man, back in the day, this school used to just give duffel bags of cash. Well, now all of a sudden we have NIL collectives. Well, does that mean that the duffel bags went away? I have no idea. Did they? Will the collectives go away just because now all of a sudden we have revenue sharing? Like, what if we sign contracts? Who's going to operate and like demand that there are contracts signed? Would it be a competitive advantage for a team to be like, oh no, we're not going to make you sign a 3-year contract. Just sign 1 year with us because we want you to have flexibility year after year. You know what I mean? Like, there's always going to be little plays.
That's why you almost need the federal legislation to come down.
But then again,
does state law then come in and supersede that?
Right. And so now, like, even the rules within NIL with players visiting campuses, well, if there's a kid from an NIL high school state, a collective could technically fly them up to visit for an unofficial visit as part of a camp. Well, what if they're in a non-NIL? It's different. Can't touch those kids. And you're like, so everything is state driven. And you're just like, what?
Yeah.
You know? So it's all, there's so many little rules and things to check. I think they just passed the rule where accountable coaches.
Yes. It's almost non-existent now.
Yeah. So now you can just have guys in the field, you know, coaching full time, essentially without going on the road recruiting, I guess. But
I mean, it was already happening anyway, right?
I never saw it.
Stop it. Let's do some math. Pat McAfee tweeted this out. You know Pat at all? You like Pat?
I do know Pat. Yeah, right. I do know Pat. Pat's great.
This is a quote from John Calipari.
It's a shame he hasn't been successful since he stopped
playing. No, he didn't do anything. 70% of the players that we've recruited in the last 15 years have been drafted. 73% of those 70% have gotten to second contracts. I believe 30% of the max contracts in the NBA are my guys, and our kids have earned over $5 billion without endorsements. Now, it's a lot of math. All right, so
hold on.
When there's math on the show, we always have to defer to our math expert, Scott Steiner.
You know, they say all men are created equal, but you look at me and you look at Small Joe, and you can see that statement is not true. See, normally if you go one-on-one with another wrestler, you got a 50-50 chance of winning. But I'm a genetic freak, and I'm not normal. So you got a 25% at best at beating me. And then you add Kurt Angle to the mix, your chances of winning drastically go down. See, the three-way at sacrifice, you got a 33 1/3 chance of winning. But I got a 66 2/3 chance of winning because Kurt Angle knows he can't beat me, and he's not even going to try. So, Samoa Joe, you take your 33 1/3 chance minus my 25% chance, and you got an 8 1/3 chance of winning at sacrifice. But then you take my 75% chance of winning, if we used to go one-on-one, and then add 66 2/3%, I got 141 2/3 chance of winning at sacrifice. See, Joe, the numbers don't lie. And they spell disaster for you at sacrifice.
James, that is what a Michigan education gets
way.
You.
There's a guy, I never heard that. Please tell me he won. Big Papa Pump won, right?
I have no idea.
He had 141% chance to win. Big Papa Pump better have won that match.
I want to talk to you about
By the way, some of the best promos are like the old school 80s.
Oh, absolutely. We play them on the show all the time.
My brother and I used to laugh so hard at my dad and Hawks. We're like, there's one where dad's yelling absolutely nothing, and Hawk just starts screaming at the camera, "We are walking death. We are walking death."
But you know what, though? You go back and look at all those old promos. They're all nonsense.
Oh, it's crazy.
Jim Neidhart would just yell nonsense. He'd yell nothing, right? Ultimate Warrior, what the hell was he talking about?
Galaxies.
Macho Man's got coffee creamer in his hands.
I know.
And these were the top guys.
I know.
The top stars.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, I saw Caitlin Clark has been invited to the Royal Rumble, to be in the Royal Rumble.
Oh, the Rumble must be like in Indianapolis.
It is in Indy.
I mean, come on.
This year.
But Vince is no dummy.
You obviously come from a wrestling family.
Yeah.
Did you have any aspirations at all?
When I was younger, of course.
Well, not just when you were younger, but, you know, when your playing days were over.
I thought about it. And then my uncle flew Marcus and I down to WrestleMania when we were in college.
Yeah.
And they have all the practice rings and the conference centers and stuff. And so he's like, go ahead, go take some bumps. And so, you know, I go off the ropes, which are not comfortable. And you run and you jump, land on your back and try to go through that a few times. And then you climb to the top rope and you're like, well, this is way higher than I thought. I'm not doing this. This is dumb. And then I'm like, no, there's not a chance I'm doing this. Not a chance.
Not a chance.
Not a chance.
But it's like playing the guitar. You like build up a callus.
I'm sure they do.
And then all of a sudden it doesn't hurt as bad anymore.
Yeah, well, after all the helmet-to-helmet contact I had through college and then sustained in the National Football League, I was like, you know what?
I'm going to take
it easy. A body slam, not happening. Not happening. But of course, like through high school and then early college, thought about it. Thought about it. But no. That derailed.
Did dad try and persuade you to do it?
Never.
Or persuade you not to do it?
He would rather me not do it. He would rather me not do it. Just because like the amount of days on the road, especially when they're like early 90s, late 80s, that he was gone.
Yeah.
I mean, you're talking about 240 plus, like gone, rolling. And the only time they got a break was like either he got suspended or he got hurt.
Yeah.
And he's like, it was just tough. And I don't think he wanted that for us.
Favorite wrestler of all time. Obviously not your father.
Man, this
favorite
is so,
wrestler of all time.
This is so tough though, because it's like.
All right, do two. Wrestler and then just entertainment value.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. But see, wrestler is like technical.
Yeah.
Like, who's like a really good technical
wrestler? If you
want
to give me like a Bret Hart or a Shawn Michaels.
Shawn.
But you think somebody else is just more entertaining.
I think Shawn Michaels, like the Shawn Michaels Heartbreak Kid, like the DX was a different vibe from Shawn, but like there's still like some of the ways that he sold matches, which really what got him hurt.
You're talking like a 96.
A 96.
95 Shawn Ramon. Michaels.
Even up to like Bret Hart, you know, like the early DX phase.
So like that ladder match with Razor Ramon was 10.
Yeah.
WrestleMania 10. What was that? 94? Something like that?
Something like that. But
so
Shawn
you're talking that era.
Shawn was incredible.
All right.
But as far as like overarching, like you could say Stone Cold, you could say there's so many, like The Rock had his thing, but there still is nothing as far as like entertainment is when the bell goes off for Taker. Like you could be watching anything and that bell hits and the lights drop. Come on, man. Just happened at Mania. I didn't even watch Mania. I had no interest. I heard Taker came back. I had to.
Then you tuned it.
Yeah. I wanted to see the lights go off.
I assume you've met him before.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Taker and I.
He's a big football fan.
Big football fan. Big UT guy. Yeah. Big Texas Longhorn fan. Yes. I'll never forget when we beat them in 06, I got a text on the bus. My dad had given him my number and he was like, congratulations. And it just said like dash Taker.
Look at you. Getting texts from The Undertaker.
06.
That's bucket moment for a lot of people.
That's one versus two. Well, bucket moment was just winning the dang game.
Well, that's fine. But after
I'll never
that.
I forget on the sideline of that game. You look over, it was like McConaughey, Emmitt Smith, LeBron, Chris Carter, Eddie. And you're like,
that's
holy
fine,
smokes. It is a big time ball.
If Undertaker's here, he supersedes all of them.
Well, I might have had a man pop with Taker and Stone Cold and talked a little football down at one of those WrestleManias. I was 21, though.
Man, to be a fly on that wall.
Yeah.
Just one man pop?
Just a couple. Just a couple.
The city of Paris is working hard to make sure people aren't swimming in feces. How's that for a tease?
Mm.
Me and James Laurinaitis will discuss poopy water coming up next. Common Man and T-Bone on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
There's an accident on the right shoulder of northbound 270 on the east outer belt at Hamilton Road that's causing some holdup. We also have stop-and-go traffic on northbound 270 on the east outer belt between Easton Way and 161. This report is sponsored by Medical Mutual. When it comes to your health and well-being, Medical Mutual is your hometown health insurer, right here in the heart of it all. To learn more about individual, Medicare, and employer plans, visit MedMutual.com. Medical Mutual, dedicated to the health and well-being of Ohioans for more than 90 years. I'm Nicole for 97.1, The Fan Traffic.
We did the math. Common Man has hosted over 5,000 shows on The Fan. Three of them have been halfway decent. Here's Man and Bone.
Daddy?
Yeah.
This ain't one of them.
No.
Not even James?
No.
It's not one of
those? James can save the show.
It's that bad, huh?
Just another terrible performance by me.
All right, well, you suck.
James Laurinaitis is here. The Schmitz-Cardale-Jones Celebrity Softball Game is coming. Why picnic when you can Schmitznick? It's presented by Monogram Homes and the U.S. Air Force. It goes down Saturday, July 20th, 6:30 p.m. at Huntington Park. It's current Ohio State football players versus former Ohio State players. Are you playing in this?
I am.
All right.
Yeah.
The captains, Cardale Jones for the Geezers, and Emeka Buka for the current players. Tickets only $10 are available today at BuckeyeCruise.com. I'll tell you what. The highlight of the softball game for me is listening to the broadcast, because Matt Andrews is still doing the game, Teddy, as far as we know.
Yeah.
Matt does not like chaos. And this entire thing is chaos all the time. So every time Matt flips out on the air, I will personally donate $50 to the fund.
That's awesome. I need that.
What's wrong with the batting order? Stick with the batting order.
Paris, you excited for the Olympics?
I am. I am an Olympic guy. I watched the track and field the other night.
Well, I was watching all the swimming stuff. I was watching track and field.
Great.
I'm in awe of all of it. I don't know why we don't talk about Katie Ledecky more.
Oh, she's incredible.
She's just lapping people.
I mean, I don't know what race it was. 1500? I think it was. She's just...
No,
it was, she's so
right, it was
far ahead.
It was a 1500.
And I'm like, this isn't even...
She's going one way. Other people are going the other way. And these are the... It's not like me and you swimming with her. These are the best swimmers in the world.
The best.
Competing in this event.
It's incredible.
And she's head and shoulders so much better.
It's incredible.
All right, so Paris has a little problem, though, with clean water. Is it the Seine River? Seine? Seine? What is it, Teddy? You know French. S-E-I-N-E.
Yeah, just got to say it fast with confidence.
I think that's it.
Which you did not do.
I'm sorry. They're trying to get this water.
By the way, it was an either or, and he said, yeah, that's it.
Exactly. That's right.
They're trying to get this water clean, and it's not going well. There's going to be swimming in it, in theory. There's going to be rowing in it, in theory. And, you know, if this stuff gets in a open wound or in your mouth or something, could have MRSA. That's a problem.
It just, you know, it's like, hey, residents of Paris, we could care less about you, but we have the Olympics coming, so we're going to try to clean this thing up for you.
Well, here's the thing, too, is that there, I guess the president of France and the mayor of Paris said at some point, we're going to show you how clean this water is. We're going to swim in it. Okay?
Yes.
And if we swim in it, then it's going to be clean. But, you know, in Paris, they have protests and light the city on fire every single day.
That's right.
That's just...
It's part of
that's
life.
Part of their culture.
That's right.
So people have vowed, okay, well, when you go to, when you set a date that you're going to swim in this, what we're going to do is we're going to go and we're going to crap in the river just in protest of you swimming in this river.
That backfired. But if you get all the MRSA out early and all the turds, those fresh ones don't have time to really marinate.
I
maybe
like
there'll be
they,
solid chunks just floating by. It's not really dissolved.
They did say, as a proof that things are working, 30 years ago in the river, you had 3 kinds of fish. Now we have 32. So species are of now the 32 fish, they all have multiple heads. They're all like mutant radiated fish, but they're there.
It doesn't matter. It's not about the details.
I know.
They're actually, we actually had 3 species that we know that existed before. These other 29 that have jumped in, brand new. We don't even know what to call them.
I want to, you know, I'm sure you were dialed in to the, what is the USFL? It's not the USFL. It's USFL.
UFL.
UFL.
That's
United.
Right. I'm sure you
were united.
You were dialed in, right?
No.
Well, you know nothing about it?
Well, I know about it.
Oh, who the won Rock the championship?
I don't know. It wasn't the Defenders, was it?
Birmingham.
Did they?
Yeah.
Again. I only know the Defenders Dynasty. because of Greg Williams is DC. My guy.
Well, St. Louis is in this league.
They are, and they actually do have a
they're
great crowd.
The only,
they have a great
they're
crowd.
The only team that draws fans.
Yeah.
It's like they're drawing 34,000 people. Everybody else is drawing crickets.
There's a couple old doctors that are there, you know, like internists and stuff that used to work with the team. And they'd be like, hey, are you coming back for the playoff game? I'm, no, I'm not. The Dome's rocking. I'm like, I'm sure the Dome's rocking actually more than when I was with the Rams because we were so bad.
That's your future. Your future is head coach in
the
this
Battle league. Hawks.
Yes. I can see you. It's like when Spielman was the head coach of the Columbus Destroyers.
Head coach.
For 1 year.
Of the St. Louis Battlehawks.
He was the most miserable guy in the world for that 1 year.
He didn't like it.
Oh, my God.
I got to ask Spiels about this.
He won't. He probably has blocked it all out of his mind. He used to call me up and yell at me because they were bad that year. I think they won one or two games. He used to call me up and yell at me for criticizing the team. You criticize me. I said, I have. But eventually I have to criticize other people. Well, that, it was better, though, than when Earl Bruce coached the Destroyers, where Earl took the job and he didn't know any of the rules. So
that might be an issue.
Earl walks in and he didn't know the Arena League rules and how they were different.
Oh, my gosh. No.
From 100-yard football.
My man, Earl.
Rest in peace.
Rest in peace, Earl.
Anyway, my point was St. Louis.
Yes. Battlehawks.
Do they deserve an NFL team in that city?
I think they do. The hard thing is now is that you're at 32. Like, what are we going to keep?
Let's go, baby.
Who's moving?
We're going to do 18 games.
Who's moving?
Or are we no just one's doing an expansion? Moving. We're adding.
We're adding?
Yeah. We're going to have a whole European division, haven't you heard? Germany, England.
I will say, when I was a part of the NFL, when you retire, you become part of this legends community. It's the NFL's, they say, wherever you, no matter how many years you played, no matter what your career was like, you're a legend somewhere. So they call it the legends community. It's for real. It's Goodell's all slogan, right, for all it. Right. And then, you know, the PA has the trust, you know, like, hey, you're part of the NFL PA Players Trust. Like, we'll take care of you. And all it is the PA and the NFL trying to be like, look what we do to support our former players, kind of thing, you know, PR stuff. But the legends community has been great. They inform you about what are all your benefits, what are all your little things that you can, and then there's always these events around the major NFL things, like the Hall of Fame game when it comes, you know, in Canton. All of a sudden, the Legends community will have one. If you're a former player, you're going to show up. There will be food, cocktails. It's like a big reuniting of former players, right, if you want to be a part of it. And I remember when I was going through this little tour of all that at the NFL headquarters, gosh, it must have been 8-9 years ago now. And anyway, they were talking about it then. Like, our goal is to get games in Germany and in Brazil, Australia. And, like, that was the big vision. Now, you know, now they're starting to happen. Mm-hmm. You're like, oh, well, here it is. They weren't lying. Now, I thought, to be honest, I thought we'd have a team in London by now. But
you can't just put one there.
No, you can't. And the logistics of that are really tough. Really tough. You have to lengthen the season and have multiple bye weeks.
Well, do you just come here and then stay stateside? Like, you have a 4-game
that's the thing, is
road trip? And
they like the way their schedule rotates and teams are playing other, you know what I mean? Like, conference or other divisions? Conference? Divisions, yeah.
Yes, divisions.
Yeah, sorry.
I mean, there are two conferences.
Math is hard.
So, you want me to break out the Scott Steiner again?
Please. I know you're going to cut that up, though, and save it for future shows. But the thing is, though, like, the different divisions, I like how it all rotates, right? You play, like, you should play as a player if you're in the NFL long enough, every single team.
Yeah.
And so, if you have the London, everyone keeps saying, well, you have a London team. They just come over and they play the East Coast teams. I'm like, no. They got to stay. They can have a road trip that could be a month or something, because then you got to go play the Western teams.
Yeah.
And that's a beast.
They're going to have to stay here. Well, some teams do that now. If the 49ers have back-to-back games, like, on the East Coast.
We did it where we played the Seahawks, and then we finished with the Niners when Chip was there as a head coach.
You stayed there.
We stayed out in Napa, which is a terrible idea. Terrible idea. Hey, we're going to stay at this winery every day. They give you a new bottle of red wine. And we weren't in the playoffs. So, like,
what's the difference?
Practice is over. Hey, let's get an ice bath and open this bottle.
Speaking
There's
of
booze, antioxidants in this,
Pat Mahomes is sticking it to the NFL. Details next. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
Watch for an accident that's blocking the left lane on southbound 270 on the west outer belt between Cemetery Road and Roberts Road. It's causing a 5-minute delay. We also have stop and go traffic on westbound 70 downtown between the 71 east and west split. This report is sponsored by Mattress Firm. Mattress Firm's July 4th sale is your chance to get matched with your coolest Z's yet. Save $500 on Tempur-Breeze mattresses with free and fast delivery. All night cooling, all summer long. Discover the difference the right bed makes. Restrictions apply. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan.
Does excessive amounts of Prozac make your sack droop down to your knees? Asking for a friend. My friend's name is Mike. Back to Droopy Sack and T-Bone.
Droopy Sack and T-Bone brought to you by the Hinder Motor Company. T-Bone's not here. Droopy Sack is. And James Laurinaitis is here with me. Not Droopy. Caught. You don't have to say anything. It is Name That Hole Thursday. Tweet us. At Man and Bone 971. Text the burner phone 614-787-3093. You know what it's like every single day, James, because you're, you know, admired by millions. I walk in.
It's a little high.
The burner phone is real. It is a real phone.
Yes.
That sits on my desk. And I come in, and maybe I'm feeling good about myself. Maybe I said, oh, I had a good show yesterday, which never happens. But I come in. I'm ready to go for the day. I say, oh, let me check the burner phone. And the first three text messages on the burner phone are pictures of people's craps that they have sent to me just to show me what was going on. That kicks off the day.
Sometimes it's what it's like for a coach when you open up Twitter.
I'm sure it is.
You lose a game or you lose a recruit.
Well, Tom Herman would make sure your pee was clear, like he had the chart.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, well.
What type of teammate are you? Yellow?
They have little devices now that they put in the urinals. And when you pee through them, it'll give you a color. It'll light up.
Do you have that?
Red, yellow, or green. Oh, yeah. We have them in the locker room. Not in the coach's staff locker room. Nobody cares if we're hydrated. Sometimes you pop in there like, man, I feel dehydrated. And although I must say, there's some days where you look and you're like, okay, it's a little bit, you know, yellow here. I think I'm going to be a yellow or red light, and it's green still. And I'm like, this thing makes, I don't know if this thing works. But somebody sold it to Ohio State, and it works.
Does it detect other problems, too? Like, does Jim Knowles come out and say, man, I got blood. Mine's just red.
I don't think so.
It's like those smart kitty litter boxes.
So. Yes. Those whole things now. Crazy.
You know what? Just because I want to. Macho Man.
In the World Wrestling Federation, here is a man that has not only turned it around 180 degrees, but he's gone another 360, and then
360,
and then another 180. Macho Man Randy Savage.
I just like the yelling in the background. That's all. I have a million of these.
Oh my gosh.
Nicest wrestler you ever met. Who is it? And not when you were an adult, because when you were an adult, I'm talking like kid. Who took the time?
Owen Hart.
May he rest in peace.
Yeah, Owen Hart. Owen used to stop by. They would have a layover in Minneapolis sometimes before they flew back to Calgary. And there'd be a few times that he would spend the night at our house.
Well, that's just because he was a cheap bastard. I mean, that was the whole thing, is that he would go to fans' houses and sleep on the couch, Owen, so he would save the money.
No doubt. And then old school, Papa Shango.
Papa Shango.
Then became the Godfather. But Papa Shango used to stop at the house all the time, too.
Did Papa Shango become the Godfather?
Yeah. It's the same human.
Who am I thinking of?
The guy used to come. It was that whole era with like Nation of Domination and, man, Nation of Domination was a good gimmick. Nation of Domination was elite, as was, remember The Brood with Christian Edge and Gangrel?
That's right.
That was one of the best entrances, I thought, in pro wrestling. I heard Edge talking about it the other day on some, I don't know, you could go down the rabbit hole, but talking about how like that entrance through the fire and everything. And they would drink the fake blood.
We need more of that in college football. Like, intimidate the opponents. Like, who on your team?
Like, we need a Latimer, like a from the program.
Give me a guy, okay? Because every program, like, has that guy who will do anything. Like, if you say, I want you to intimidate the opponent, drink blood and spit it in their face, who would say, Coach, I'm down for that. Give me the glass.
For some reason, the first guy that comes to mind is probably Caden Curry. Caden Curry's got like a little psycho to him. That's why he runs down a kickoff and he's like the old school wedge buster. Just run down the hash and just hit whatever shows up. He's got that to him.
You could see that when you recruit him. It was like, this guy's got kickoff duty on him.
No, I'm just saying like he's the guy that when I watched through last year, all the kickoff reps, and then you just see him like practice and stuff. You're like, he's quiet, doesn't really say much. And you're like, he's one of those guys who probably has a screw loose.
Pat Mahomes is sticking it to the NFL. So the NFL still has this rule where you can't promote, you can't be in a commercial for beer or alcohol, which is hilarious to me.
Right.
Because
right.
the entire league is sponsored by
That's right.
beer.
That's right.
Everything is gambling now, too.
That's right.
But still, active players cannot be in beer commercials selling beer.
Yes.
Pat Mahomes, however, though, is filming a Coors Light commercial. Mm. Apparently, it's a big production. He's on a train, running at the top of the train. It's called the Chill Train. Here's the catch, though. They're going to keep this in the time capsule and only release it when he retires. So there's like footage of him filming it out there, but the actual commercial.
How do they come upon a agreed rate is my question. Like, is this what he's worth? I mean, like, Pat, what if your price goes up to film this? What if it goes? I mean, I guess it's just the risk you take.
He says, everyone knows I'm a Coors Light guy, and this summer we're cooking up something special. Unfortunately, you'll have to stay tuned until the day that we can finally share it with the world.
What year is this for Pat? Do we know?
Oh, I don't. 10?
So it's like, you're just going to put that in the vault for another 8 years? Like, what if there's a bigger star in 8 years, Coors? Like, what do you think of that?
I mean, Troy Polamalu is still doing Head and Shoulders commercials. Is.
That's true. That's true. But everyone's like, oh, there'll never be another Brady. Like, what if there's another? Now we got Pat. What if there's another?
Did you do commercials when you were in the league? No. Like, local spot is what I mean. I know nationally you didn't.
No. No.
And you got, like, Stephen Kwan doing Valley Ford commercials. There wasn't a local car dealership
that do some like appearances and stuff for local car dealerships, not commercials. They weren't spending that TV money. The Cardinals and the Blues took all that up.
You should have had your own scratch-off lottery ticket in Missouri, like Rick Flair did. And maybe you're saying, "Do you have audio of that?"
Of course I do.
Can I get one of those woo tickets?
Excuse me.
One of those woo tickets.
It's not woo, it's woo!
Woo!
Woo! Introducing Ric Flair's new woo! Scratch-off ticket for the North Carolina Educational Lottery with a top prize of $100,000. It's enough to make anyone say, woo!
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 Woo! Woo!
That old lady went to Space Mountain. No, that... I assume you've crossed paths with Ric Flair over the years?
I have. Yes, I have.
He's a big Michigan guy.
He's a big... Whoever has the check guy is the way to put it. When that was all going on, he was supposed to come by the Woody Hayes.
And then this?
They'd ask me,
can't stand Ohio State.
The check didn't clear?
The check must not have cleared. Because they're all like, hey, Ric was saying that he wants to see you if he comes to the Woody. Can you trust him? I'm like, I don't know. I haven't seen Ric since my dad's funeral. I don't really talk to Ric.
Like, officially, as of today, the Nature Boy is a limousine riding, jet flying, kid stealing, loving old blue in Michigan. Son of a gun! Woo! Just having a hard time keeping these alligators down. Woo!
Eat it up. He was a Blue Jacket fan for about 5 minutes last
year,
too.
Whatever it takes.
They gave him the seats right by the glass.
Whatever it takes, man.
Had his energy drink.
That guy. I mean, no one's had more lives than Ric Flair.
No, I interviewed him once on the show, and he had told me that he had been up for 48 hours when we did the interview. And I said, well, do you want it? This is off the air. Yeah. I said, well, do you want to cancel it, do it another day? Says, no. I'm always like this. It's like, okay.
Tell you what, my dad had stories for days about Ric, because that was the old NWA kind of a tour around, and they had, yeah, he had plenty of stories about Ric Flair.
I mean, it's amazing that he's still alive.
Oh, my dad used to say that all the time.
He was in a plane crash.
I know.
He fell out of the sky.
I know. Still here. He's had how many health scares in the last how many years? And yet,
here he is.
Woo!
Sure. Degenerate Teddy. T-Bone's not here today, so you won't lose money, but Teddy's going to make you money coming up next. Common Man and T-Bone on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
There's stop-and-go traffic causing a five-minute delay on southbound 315 between Kinnear Road and Town Street. And watch out for an accident that's blocking two right lanes on eastbound 161 after Little Turtle Way. You're looking at a 15-minute slowdown. This report is sponsored by Audible. Why not escape the traffic with Audible? Immerse yourself in new worlds, stories, and ideas with an incredible selection of audiobooks, podcasts, and originals. There's more to imagine when you listen. Sign up for a free trial at audible.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan.
If Biggie Size was a radio show, this would be it. This is Common Man and T-Bone.
Bone is out today, but James Laurinaitis is with me. It's flown by. Football, tales of The Undertaker texting you after the national championship.
It wasn't the Natty. It was when we beat Texas.
Oh, that's right. Beat Texas.
That's right.
I'm sorry.
After the Natty, I turned off my phone and just contemplated everything. That was Florida. True story, I didn't go to class for like a week after that. So I missed like the first three or four classes of accounting. It's usually not good if you're in accounting 101 and you miss the beginning, you're fighting for your life. I had to go over to student athlete support services, got a tutor. I did so bad on my first midterm that I literally was like, guys, I needed all the help I can get to pass this class. And then once I passed, I went to John Macko over there at Sasso, who's retired. And I said, I'm changing over to communications. And he looks at me and goes, James, please don't. Stick with business. I said, there's not a chance. I'm going to communications. Well, do you want strategic or do you want... I'm like, whatever's easier. Whatever's
Give
easier.
Me the idiot path.
Sure. Yeah. Yes. Hey, you have to take a language in communications. Let me take Spanish. Well, you took 4 years of Spanish in high school. I can't remember any of it. What's an easy language that's similar? Romanian. Sure.
You took Romanian?
Yeah. I have no idea how to talk it, but I got through.
I'm surprised they had Romanian.
Oh, they have Romanian. Oh. Come on, man. It's Ohio State. You can do anything.
Well, I know it's Ohio State, but if you were to tell me, does they have Romanian as a second language, I'd say, no, get out of here.
I don't know if it's a second, but I passed the class.
You passed the
four
class.
Of them. Four of them. And I can't speak. I can't even count to 10 in Romanian.
No?
No. What? I have no recollection.
You don't know one word? Give me one word in Romanian.
I think hello is like, bueno ziao? I might be wrong. There's going to be some Romanian on the chat. It's going to cuss me out. Like, you just
botched that. Well, we got people listening in Cambodia. I'm sure we do have someone in Romania.
Panda Bear, it wasn't an option. I'm sorry.
All right. T-Bone's not here. Usually he's here to lose you all your money. Teddy's here to win you money. Degenerate Teddy T-Bone, whatever.
Common Man and T-Bones. Degenerate T-Bone.
Degenerate T-Bone.
T-Bone's picks for the weekend.
Sponsored by Ohio Health. Choose between virtual or in-person appointments at 200-plus care sites, providing the finest care anywhere. OhioHealth.com/finest care.
Teddy, we're all counting on you.
Uh-oh.
How you doing, Ted? This ain't one of them.
I'm doing good, Mike.
You all right?
Yeah.
You awake?
I am.
All right, let's go.
All right, we got a big game coming up tonight at 6 o'clock. The Team USA is taking on Panama in game two of their Copa America tournament that they're
Your
in.
Your guys, Panama. Who are you rooting for?
I'm rooting for a draw. How about that? Yeah. You can win some money on a draw. You could do that tonight. I didn't put that in here, but you could do that.
You're rooting for a draw?
Well, for money-wise.
Teddy spent a lot of time in Panama. He's got illegitimate kids running all over that country.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's like plus 700, I think. Well, maybe not that high. But anyway, Team USA, they're a heavy favorite. Christian Pulisic, he was scored in that first game for Team USA. I believe he's going to score again tonight. So I want to parlay him anytime goal with a Team USA win. Also, we're going to add in Pulisic shots at over 2.5. And then you also do shots on target. That's different. That's 1.5. So we're going to add all four of those together. It gets us plus 320 odds. So put a half a unit on that at plus 320.
What's a half unit?
It's whatever you want it to be. So if you want a unit to be $10 and a half unit's $5.
I see.
So if you want a unit to be $100, you know, if you're a high roller, then you can do that too. So, all right. I also believe both teams will score in this game tonight. So I'm going to take that bet, you know, both teams to score. You can get that at plus 110. put a unit on that one tonight. All right.
So not a half
full,
unit.
A full unit on that. Unit.
Yeah. 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 Because that's
the big
yeah.
unit.
Yeah. The halfer is only for. Yeah. You want to put the little guy on the
parlay. Yeah.
I gotcha.
So put the full unit on this one. Okay. That way you'll win some money.
The girthy unit.
And your guy's Micah Uruguay. There you go. They're taking on Bolivia tonight in the other game, that 14 pod that Team USA's in. They're the heavy favorite, so I'm going to have to parlay them. I'm going to take them and over two goals in the match. I think there'll be at least three goals here tonight. That gets you to minus 125, which that's not enough for me. So I'm going to add over six corners in the game. I believe there's going to be over six corners taken tonight in that. That gets me to plus 105. So we'll do that. We'll do a full unit on that one, okay?
Full unit.
Full unit. All right, let's go to baseball. You're a big baseball fan. I was going to throw in your team, but they already started, right? So I can't do that
they
now.
They lose already?
Probably so. But I have a four-leg money line parlay. So let's take the Guardians. They're streaking right now, right? They're taking on the Royals. So it's a big game for them. The Guardians are going to take them. Take the Orioles, Timmy's Orioles. They're hosting the Rangers tonight. Going to add the Phillies in. They're hosting the Marlins. And since my Reds, they're terrible, I'm going against the Reds tonight. Take the Cardinals. That's a four-game parlay. That's plus 540 odds. You can put a half unit on that.
Half unit.
Yeah, half unit on that one.
So we have two fulls and two halves. That's so we have three units.
There you go.
Accounting. Accounting. Yes, Scott Steiner's here.
Now, if you're just looking for a little fun, like home run parlay tonight, we can do Jose Ramirez. He's been hot recently. I'm
Why did
take
you say his name like that?
J-Ram?
Jose Ramirez.
Ramirez. All right. J-Ram, my guy. We're going to take him and parlay him with the Orioles' Gunnar Henderson. We can get that at plus
Gunnar.
20.
How about Gunnar for the new kid? That's a name.
Well,
Gunnar
a
Laurinaitis?
Certain recruit family said I should name him Buck for Buckeyes, and I said Shelly would literally punch me right in the nose.
Buck Laurinaitis.
I came home for Buck.
I like it.
They're like, what about Buck on the tackle? I'm like, no. Mav.
Mav, that's better, Maverick. Yeah. So you can get these two guys at plus 2,400. Just put a quarter unit on that. We don't want to lose.
You lost Teddy. Me. Yeah. I'm out with the quarter unit.
But it's 2,400 plus 2,400. You can win $60 on that if a quarter unit is $2.50. All right. That's all I got. Yeah.
Ted, that was the best segment I ever heard in my entire life. You know what we have coming up next?
What do we got?
Fat Boy food tip.
Hmm.
And I'm looking at you.
You're looking at me.
Yeah, because I know you're Mr. Healthy all the time.
Not all the time.
Okay, well, that's what I want to dive into. When you pull that pin, what are we doing? Give a recommendation for the people out there, okay?
Okay.
No fancy stuff either.
Okay.
Greasy.
Yeah.
Artery clogging.
Sure.
We're going to die. That's
sure.
what we're looking for.
Okay.
Okay? Fat Boy food tip. Say it like that, too.
Fat Boy food tip.
No. More with the tap.
Tap.
All right, there you go. Fat Boy food tap. Coming up next, Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
Watch for an accident that's blocking the left lane on southbound 270 on the west outer belt between Cemetery Road and Roberts Road. And we also have a crash blocking the left lane on eastbound 670 at Neal Avenue. This report is sponsored by Staples Stores. Staples can print anything you need to move your business forward, like banners, flyers, signs, and catalogs, some even same day. And now at Staples, save up to $50 on your print purchase. Offer ends 7/6. Visit staples.com/print for details. Boost your business with Staples. Your local print and marketing expert. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
The only thing scarier than Bone's analogies is man's browser history.
I'm sorry, man. I thought you want to see this.
This is Common Man and T-Bone.
Bone is out today. James Laurinaitis is here with me. Threes. He decided to do the show with me because he hates Bo Bishop. Bo Bishop,
that's right,
ran him out of broadcasting. And into the bosom of coaching.
Mm.
And you said it's everything you thought it would be, right?
It is.
Because I know that you thought about it for a while, but then, you know.
Yeah.
You were a player. You were a broadcaster.
Yeah.
You were the star of Big Ten Network.
I mean, that's a stretch.
Well, I mean, it was between you and Dave Revson in the marketing material.
No one can outperform Dave.
Did I ever tell you about the time that Dave yelled at me?
No.
Yeah,
it's my fault. Surprise me.
It was totally my fault. This was years ago, old building. I was working with Torg. This was pre-T-Bone. We used to have Dave Revson on a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And we would always pre-tape the interview. So we're sitting in one of the studios for the show, and Dave calls in. Our producer puts him on hold. My microphone is on, okay? I was unaware that when he's on hold, he could hear me through the microphone, right? And so producer says, who I think it was T-Bone who was producing the show. He said he didn't know which one was, can you tell me which one is Mike and which one is Scott? We'd had this guy on maybe 20 times.
Yeah.
And so I have the microphone on and I say, we've had this guy on a million effing times. How does he not know which one he's talking to? You know? And so then I click it on. Say, hey, Dave, how are you? Good to talk to you. And then he said, you know, I can hear you. And I said, oh, man, I'm my fault. I'm sorry. Yeah. You know, I apologize.
Like you say, that's my bad.
I said, my bad. And he just kept harping on it. And I said, look, you're right. Totally unprofessional. I'm very sorry. If you don't want to do the interview, I don't blame you. Right? My fault. I'm sorry. But he just kept going and going. And I said, Dave, I apologize like 9 times. I'm not going to just sit here and get yelled at. Okay. If you'd like to do the interview, let's do it. If not, don't worry about it.
That's right.
So he said, no, I'm a professional. I'm going to do it. He just wanted to prove to me that he was a professional.
Oh, yeah.
And I said, all right. Yeah. So we proceeded to have the most awkward interview in the world, where every time he answered a question, he made sure to say our names really loud.
You got to still have this interview somewhere.
Needless to say, that is the last time I talked to Dave Revson.
That's incredible. You got to have this interview somewhere.
And it was my fault. I don't know if it exists. We erase these things after a while.
I don't know.
Are you ready to talk about
the cloud?
Are you ready to talk about some food?
Yeah.
The cloud wasn't invented back then.
Yeah, but it's like those companies now. It's like, hey, take these old photos. We'll scan them.
Oh, and then they go up in the cloud.
Yeah, then they're in the cloud forever.
All right, this is Fat Boy Food Tip, but I want you to say it with flavor. Go ahead.
The same way I did?
Yes.
It's a lot of pressure, man.
I know. Come on, man.
All right, Fat Boy Food Tip.
No. Tip? I didn't believe that at all.
Fat Boy Food Tip. Let's go.
Common Man and T-Bone have very little value. Unless they're telling you about all the crap they can shove in your mouth so you can die quicker. It's time for Fat Boy Food Tip. Wait, how do you want me to say it? Tip? 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 This is dumb. I quit.
All right. That's how I felt. That's right. That's how you felt. We made him do it, too. So, look, I see Tyvus in here all the time, Tyvus Powell.
Yeah.
And he's always talking about how he needs to get back into playing shape, and he's just eating fried chicken sandwiches all the time.
Nobody needs to get back into playing shape.
I know that, but you have actually kept yourself in shape.
Yeah.
As Bobby would say, my body's a temple. Then he'd drink a whole thing of vodka. So,
What's wrong with that? Honestly, James.
What did he say to me the other day? I was like, I'm weighing about 228 right now. I got down at one point to like 215.
Yeah.
And when I was at like 215, 220, Bobby would see me like, look at you now. You look like Heartline. I mean, how are you going to defend your kids? I mean, seriously, someone could just walk up to you and just knock you out and take your kids.
I'm like, defend your
kids? What are you talking about, Bob? That's what he always says.
How are you going to defend your kids? That's why I work out. That's why I train so hard. Like, okay.
Come on. He doesn't say that. I promise you. It's a real conversation.
Dude, what about Liam Neeson and Taken?
That's Bob.
He had to defend his kid.
Bobby right there, I think that's why he trains so hard.
All right. What's a typical James Laurinaitis day look like, food-wise? Give me wake up.
Okay, wake
lunch,
up.
Dinner.
I'll work out before I eat, so a fasted workout, and then I will have some kind of omelet, eggs, bacon, spinach, mushrooms, onions. This is at work. Some blueberries. Some more bacon. Yeah, just depends. Sometimes there's like some andouille sausage there. Oh, that looks great. I want a spoonful of that.
Andouille sausage.
Yeah, you know? So it's a whatever the flavor is.
All right, then what's for lunch?
It could be anything, but like a lunch, to be honest, you know what I crave? You know what I crave all the time? Hudson 29 on Lane Avenue. All right, so Cam Mitchell should give a shout out here. They have the Hudson 29 burger.
Yeah.
Which is so elite.
I've had it.
That's the best.
It's very delicious.
It's the best burger in town. Now, it's pricey. You know, it's Cam Mitchell. You know what I mean? Made fresh daily on the menu. So anyway, that and fries is like, I'm craving it right now.
What's stopping you? This show? Just go.
It's out of the way home.
Leave.
It's out of the way home. We'll get something else in the way.
All right, but I want to know, if you're really pulling that pin, you want something greasy and disgusting, what is it going to be?
Well, that thing's greasy.
No, but that's...
You're talking about if I go through the drive-thru?
Yeah, that's highfalutin. I'm talking about in shame, in your car, greasy steering wheel.
Like the max size of the roast beef sandwich.
The Big Montana?
Yes, and I am layering it in Arby's sauce and horsey sauce.
Together, mixed together.
A nice little mix. Nice little light orange. And I'm having curly fries with a massive Diet Coke. And I'm going to bash that thing and have grease all over my pants. Why didn't use a napkin? Just wipe it off. That'd be about as bad as it gets for me.
But do you ever do that?
It's been a while. After all the travels through recruiting and all that, the only like fast foodish stuff now, it's like I'm going to get Starbucks somewhere, so I'll get one of their breakfast sandwiches.
That's not fast food.
Well, it's shipped in a plastic wrap and they heat it up in the microwave. It's
all
fast.
Right, fair enough.
It's fast food. It's not like me.
You like ice cream?
I love ice cream.
Well, good news. The state of Ohio wants you to know that they have an ice cream trail. 54 locations scattered across the state. So if you go to this website...
Are there multiple ice cream shops, or is this 54 different brands? Like, are there a couple of Jenny's on there?
I think it's 54 different brands. Like, Jenny's is represented once on here.
How do you have 54 different... That's
fascinating. Apparently, Ohio is the king of ice cream shops.
If you said, hey, give me your vanilla ice cream from all 54 shops, how similar are the recipes?
I bet you can taste a difference.
In all 54?
Yeah. You don't think so?
You could. I couldn't.
Johnson's Real Ice Cream and Bexley's on the list.
Yeah.
Italian ice places. That's not really ice cream. But
really ice cream, but see, that's cheating.
Round Hill Dairy in Mount Vernon is on the list.
Grater's got to be on the list.
I'm sure it is. But anyway, there's a list out there. Just search Ohio Ice Cream Trail, and you will get it.
What's your ice cream?
I like chunks in my ice cream.
Yeah, I agree.
To me, if there's not chunks, there's no point in eating ice cream. So if I had one last flavor to have before I drop dead, Handel's chocolate peanut butter brownie.
Mm.
Chocolate ice cream, chunks of brownie, and gobs of peanut butter.
That's right.
Sometimes you will get an entire tablespoon of frozen peanut butter
fine.
Just in one bite.
That's fine. I'm with you. I got to do like a cookie dough.
You got to have some substance to it.
There's got
to
be something to chew on. I need a different texture. If we're just all cream, that's not going well.
Now, are you a cone guy or a cup guy?
A cup guy.
Me too.
I don't want it dripping on my hands.
I don't either.
Ice cream is not like a hands thing. It's a no. It's give me a spoon and a bowl.
Sadly, Jenny's ice cream is having more problems with Listeria. Teddy, they had this years ago. But there's a difference here, okay? This is on their ice cream sandwiches. Chocolate silk pie ice cream sandwiches, key lime pie frozen dessert, mint chocolate truffle pie ice cream sandwiches, and triple berry tart pie ice cream sandwiches. See, they outsource this to another factory that makes this. The factory has some Listeria problems.
So it's not Jenny herself.
Jenny's
fine.
Because back in the day...
Yeah.
They had problems at the Jenny's facility because they had like an outdoor garden there. It's like, oh, it's good for employee morale.
That's right.
That's great. But then you're putting your hands in poo and soil and then going and making ice cream. That's a problem.
I almost pulled a carpenter. He's like, that's good for you. It's good for your immune system. Really flush it out.
Poo is good for you.
Yeah, flush it out.
I'm going to go swim in the French River right now.
I'll do it right now. I'll do it. No, there's no river taking me out.
You know what I would love on this show? Do you think you could do it for an entire segment?
What, Carpenter?
Yeah. Not just the voice, but channeling the personality for the entire segment.
You mean derail the show?
Can you do Schlegel?
I can't do Schlegs. I can't do Schlegs.
Who else can you do?
No, it'd have to be Bobby. It'd have to be Bobby. I'm not doing Bobby.
Do you do a Ryan Day?
I don't do a Coach Day.
Does Ryan Day do any
impressions? Bobby's so easy to do, though. Like, he is so easy to impersonate.
Well, Schlegs is pretty easy to impersonate, too. I got a Tyvis Powell laugh. Do you want to hear my Tyvis Powell laugh?
Yes.
Right. It actually hurts my throat when I do it. That's true.
Which, how good is Tyvis, by the way? Tyvis is good.
As a human or on the air? Because as a human...
On the air.
On the air.
Yeah.
very good.
Yeah. I'm just saying.
And as soon as I pay him a compliment, he'll be 5 minutes late for the next show.
Oh, I can't have that.
He's hosting with me tomorrow.
Is he?
Yes.
That show's going to be way better.
I don't know about that. Teddy, how's the show been today? Entertaining?
It's fantastic.
What would you tell me any different?
Yeah, I'd tell you if it was not good.
Okay.
I thought this might be one of them today.
No, it's not. It's not one of them.
But yeah.
It can't be one of them. This is like a soccer friendly is what this is. It's an international soccer friendly. We've had a good showing. It's a nice show, but it's not a real show because Bone's not here.
I'm just wondering though, like he's reading the lines. Like there's some humans that are sitting there saying, hey, we have these two soccer clubs playing. It's like Belize and Portugal.
Mm-hmm.
Are you taking the over under on 6 penalty kicks?
There are people who will bet anything.
No doubt. And you know what? Now thinking like, yeah, that might make a soccer match really a lot more exciting. And also now you're mad at Christian because he can't hit two on goal. The over-under was 1.5 on goal.
Oh, Christian Pulisic. Yeah. I thought we were back to talking wrestling.
No.
That was Edge and Christian.
No, I didn't know how to say his last name, so I did the radio thing.
Christian Pulisic. The team with the worst uniforms in sports is getting a makeover. Details next. Colin Mann and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
There's an accident that's blocking two left lanes on southbound 270 on the west outer belt after Tuttle Crossing Boulevard. It's causing a 20-minute slowdown. And we have a 5-minute delay on westbound 670 between 33 and I-70. This report is sponsored by Allstate. You're in good hands. Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you. With Allstate, not one based on anyone else. So if you drive safely, you could save money. Good to know. Visit Allstate.com or call for a quote today. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Dumb is the only language these two are fluent in. You're listening to Man and Bone.
Bone is out today. James Laurinaitis is with me. James, give me a number. You know what? In honor of James, number 33. How about that? Call number 33 right now. 614-821-9710 gets a family four-pack of tickets to the Good Guys 26 Summit Racing Nationals, July 12th through the 14th at the Ohio Expo Center. Check out over 6,000 of the country's coolest hot rods, muscle cars, trick trucks, customs, and more. And they're all on display. Experience Good Guys CPP Autocross Racing Series all weekend long. Passes are good for one of the days. For more information, visit goodguys.com/GGN. That's quite a read.
That's a long read.
That was quite
the long read. How long is it going to take us for the 33rd caller, though? My question.
Oh, they call quick. Quick. I heard that Chops was talking about me today on the show.
He texted me during the show.
Chops did?
Yeah.
Hi. Chops here.
Good to hear you back on the radio.
I'm skinny.
Don't come back for my job. If you do, I'll coach the linebackers.
Here is, I have not heard this. Chops talking about me.
Common man, he just walks into work with nothing. I saw him get out of his car and just do his key card, put it back in his pocket. No backpack, no bag, not carrying anything, no notebook, no laptop, nothing. Just walks in and sits down at his desk and starts his work. And I've got to think he's got to be one of the only people who like works in like an office setting or even any setting, any job that just brings nothing to work. It's crazy to me.
All right. First of all, thank you, Chops. I'm glad that I could be a topic of conversation.
I actually heard that on the air.
However, we're not weighing the emotional baggage that I'm carrying with me every single day. If you knew what it took to even get out of that car and walk in here, trust me, I'm carrying stuff, baby.
There'll be days where like I'll leave like the work iPad in the office. You know, it's like, I got my workout clothes there. I don't need to take anything in the work.
Yeah, that's it.
Just show up. Everything I need is right there in my office.
What's the best jersey in sports? What's the worst jersey in sports?
The best jersey in sports.
Best looking. Like, I've always had an affinity for the Road Texas jerseys. I like the white.
It's clean.
Yeah, it's clean.
I still think that jersey behind you with the thick gray sleeves.
I don't accept that answer.
Why?
You can't give me an Ohio State answer.
Well, I have to. I can't give a college football answer. that will hurt us in recruiting.
Well, give me another sport. You're well versed. You're not an idiot.
What is it?
Well, you're here, so that means you are an idiot.
Seriously, there's something wrong with me. Okay, I thought the Minnesota North Stars.
All right, that's a good
unit right there. A full unit.
Not a half unit.
Not a half unit.
He's, you know what? He's still waiting for caller 33 in there.
That's right. He's still counting.
Teddy's not listening.
What number are we on?
No, Teddy's not listening. I will tell you who I think has the worst jersey in sports. And it's not even because it's super ugly. It's because you don't even remember it. And it is the Anaheim Ducks. What they currently have is awful. But they've changed it today.
Did they?
Yes. They're going back to the quack quack duck logo.
Good.
And they're doing an orange jersey to represent Orange County. The orange could be a little fatiguing, but
at least it's there.
At least they're not just that stupid script ducks.
That's right.
Was terrible.
Awful.
They've changed it. I'm excited.
Hold on. Utah hasn't decided what they're going to be yet, are they?
No, they are going for this season. They're going as Utah Hockey Club.
I heard that conversation.
But no, they haven't decided. EA Sports talked about the college football video game. You said your players are excited.
Yeah.
Have they all opted in, as far as you know?
I believe so, yeah.
They had a list the other day. They put this in the game. The hardest places to go play from an atmosphere standpoint. I think they had Ohio State at number 4.
Mm-hmm.
What was the toughest place for you to go in and play? Not because the team was good.
Penn State at night.
Penn State?
Penn State at night. A night whiteout at Penn State is insane. If you give those fans a chance to drink all day in the mountains.
Oh, they'll throw bags of urine
roll
at you.
In there, like, ready to roll. I've done a few games there and now logos for Big Ten Network, so you weren't getting night games.
Yeah.
But I got a Michigan State Penn State game where they had the stripe out at least. And when you're in that press box, that thing's moving.
Mm-hmm.
When they start to go crazy, and I'll never forget my freshman year, the whiteout. Michael Robinson was quarterback. Tom Bali was at DN for Penn State. Paul Posluszny, and we lost. Mr. Tomba hit Troy and sacked him at the end there. I forget what the score was, but it was low. And I'll never forget walking out of the locker room, trying to get through the security guys holding the yellow rope, like, stay back.
Yeah, fans, I'm sure that's working.
Trying to grab, you know, parts of our jerseys and stuff. So I'll never forget that experience. I'll never forget that.
What about bowl game venues? You played in the Rose Bowl, didn't you?
I didn't play in the Rose Bowl.
You never played
in the
Rose Bowl.
No, I played in the old school Fiesta, which was awesome. I was at Arizona State, where it was us and Notre Dame, Brady Quinn.
Right.
I was 05.
Right.
That was my first start ever. 06 was the new Fiesta location in Glendale. So that was the Natty. 07 was in the Allstate Sugar Natty in New Orleans.
Yeah.
And then back in the Fiesta against Texas.
What about in the NFL? Best venue?
I would say it is either Arrowhead or at Seattle. Thing I like about Arrowhead, though, is it's still grass. So you go out there and it's still like...
For now.
But like you go out in the parking lot. Like Arrowhead's in the middle of that. It's right next to where the Royals play, right? So it's right there. It's
right next to the interstate.
Is it still Coffin Field or is that...
Coffin Stadium, yeah.
Is it? Good. I remember that from my Minnesota Twins days.
They're moving to Kansas, too.
Are they?
Both of them, probably.
Anyway, Arrowhead was sweet. Like you pull up to that venue and you just see the sea of red. And then you can smell, like as a player, you can start to smell the barbecue. And all the tailgating. It's incredible. Their fans are there early. It's really loud.
Well, I always dug that place because it reminded me of a college stadium.
Yes. There's not a lot of fluff there.
No, most NFL stadiums have the similar vibe to them.
Yep.
That place, and I've not been to Lambeau since they renovated it. You know, so I just had like old school
Lambeau great.
Had that
new
feel
Lambeau
too.
Has a little bit more of a uppity feel to it just because of all the press, you know, the fancy boxes.
How does it feel at Notre Dame now? Because they totally redid that. Place too,
Notre Dame still feels
it still feels like
feels yeah, historic
it, though
yeah it feels great yeah and Marcus has done a great job with their in-game entertainment, I guess you'd say.
What like, does that mean?
Like for instance, for like the DJ, like they have like a DJ, the whole soundtrack, like
Marcus is in charge of that.
Well, he has an idea of like, hey, we need to make our game day experience more young and hip. Like it needs to feel like, it felt like when we played there this last year, it felt more like a nightclub during any TV lull. You know what I mean? It felt like you were like the one time when the lights went off and everyone had they got the idea because I was in those meetings. They're like, hey, we should drop the lights in a night game, turn them off like they do at like Georgia and these other schools. And if you've ever been to concerts where they give you the wristbands, like I think Taylor Swift was the person, like they all light up at the same time.
I like how this is being discussed in a football meeting room.
Oh, it's all discussed because it's all you're putting on a show. That's on TV or people are you have recruits in for that game. That's on display. Every little thing is thought of. Every little detail.
When you were at Notre Dame, did you meet my guy, John Bon Jovi? Was he there?
Yes, he was.
Now I'm really jealous of you.
He was.
Was he a nice guy?
Great guy.
All right.
Great guy. Very proud that his son went there. Very proud.
Did just one of his kids go there?
I have no idea. But I wasn't paying attention to his kids. I was just talking to him. You know what I mean? Like,
all right, you know what's next, don't you?
Yeah.
This is it. This is the most important thing you're going to do all day. Determine the holes.
That's right.
We got the A-hole.
A-hole.
We got the B-hole.
B-hole.
C-hole. It's the worst.
The worst.
C-hole.
Or perhaps.
No-hole.
Name that hole with James Laurinaitis. I'm not even going to be on the segment. Just all James. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
We've got an accident on the right shoulder of northbound 270 on the east outer belt after Hamilton Road to watch out for. And expect a 10-minute delay if you're traveling on eastbound 70 on the east side between James Road and 270. This report is sponsored by Put-in Bay Chamber of Commerce. Look out for Put-in Bay, the island getaway you've been waiting for. Be it a day or a weekend, you can enjoy all sorts of shops, dining, and entertainment. Plan your perfect trip today at visitputinbay.com. Have a nice day at Put-in Bay. I'm Nicole. For 97.1, the Fan Traffic.
Common Man and T-Bone present Name That Hole.
We have a celebrity for the Name That Hole today. James Laurinaitis is here. Are you ready? You have to pass judgment now on other people.
It's not easy.
No, you love passing judgment.
I mean, at least
judgment.
Vocally. Like, you know, you just do that in your head.
Right, exactly. All right, this is from the burner phone. I worked for a software company that would do trainings for a week at a time every month. Because I passed by a Krispy Kreme, I would volunteer to pick up the donuts in the morning for our customers taking the training. I had a coworker who then felt the need to go through all 3 dozen hot, freshly glazed donuts and cut them in half. I caught her doing this, looked her dead in the eye, and told her to put the knife down, never touch a donut again. The next day, she then went and proceeded to cut all the mini muffins someone had given us in half. Her excuse was, nobody needs a whole one. For more context, typically the people that came in for training were middle-aged men that worked in manufacturing. All right, you know my thought on this. This is my pet peeve. If we got donuts or bagels or whatever it is, and it's out in the office, you do not take your grubby hands and take half and put it back. You take one or you take none. There's no cutting in half.
Like, who are you to say whether I want a whole unit or a half a unit?
That's right. Who are you to play God? That's right.
So A is the least and C is the most intense.
Yes.
And B would be in the middle.
In the middle. First of all, I also want to know, what person on earth, toddlers included, cannot take down an entire Krispy Kreme donut? Those things are like air.
No, everyone can.
You don't even have to chew them.
She was saying nobody needs one.
Who are you to decide that?
That's what I'm saying.
All right, what do you think? A-hole, B-hole, C-hole?
She went through 3 dozen?
3 dozen. And then she did it the next day with the mini muffins.
C-hole.
Man, we're willy-nilly with the holes now.
No!
Teddy, what do you think?
I was going to say...
She doubled down! She doubled down. Yeah. She got warned. The lady looked her in the eye. And then she went and touched all the mini muffins.
Did the same thing.
Yeah. I started out with an A, and then I graduated to a B hole for this, I believe. Yeah.
That's 36 Krispy Kremes ruined with her fingers. All right, she sat there with a smile.
We have to defer to our celebrity picker today.
Yes, we do.
C hole.
A little background on this next story. I have a 7-year-old son on a local rec league coach pitch baseball team. All right, this is coach pitch, 7 years old. This is not a travel team, and the purpose of the league is to learn the game and have fun. You'll be lucky if there's one kid on the team that can throw from first to second in the air, let alone someone catching the ball. We only play 6 innings. There's a 6-run rule per inning. And I am not a coach, but I usually help out in the dugout when they're short on coaches. There's your backstory.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
We had a game where the team we were against was clearly better than us. Something that we and other teams have done on defense is hold up the ball when it reaches the infield if a play can't be made. This usually signals to the coaches on the other team to hold their players on the closest base. The other coaches weren't having it this day. They were sending their kids from second to third and third to home when we were doing this. I and the coaches were getting aggravated with this in the stands, and it boiled over in the bottom of the fifth. They just sent a kid from second to home when the ball was in the infield and our player was holding the ball up. This put them up by 7 runs. Then there was a close play at second where our player couldn't catch the ball because none of the kids can. I yelled to the other team's coach, "Why don't you send him to third?" It gets a good laugh from our coaches. The next play was a grounder to the second baseman who couldn't field the ball, so he ate the throw. The other team sent the kid from second to home. I yelled, "What the heck are you doing? That's Bush League." There was no way we could win because of the 6-run mercy inning rule, whatever. At this point, the other team's coach walks over to me from third and says, "If there's a problem, we discuss this coach to coach, not coach to fan." So I say back, "Then tell our coaches to talk to me if there's a problem. Now get back to third." And I waved him away. He never spoke to the coaches, and they never spoke to me. So am I the hole for yelling at the other team's coach? Is the other team's coach the hole for sending the kids when the plays are done? Are my team's coaches holes for not speaking up?
Yeah, there's a lot here.
All right, so let's dissect
all
of that.
Hold on, where's the umpire?
I don't think there is. I think it's just dads.
Just dads being dudes?
Dads being dudes. Okay,
so who's the coach of the other team, Bobby?
Bobby, send them. What? We're trying to win this thing. There's no participation trophies. Keep it going. Feel the ball.
All right, so let's break this down.
Okay.
This dad is probably a low-level a-hole for yelling out, right?
Certainly.
Teddy, agree, disagree?
I guess, yeah.
Okay.
A-hole.
The other team's coaches, I'm going to say, are in the B-hole.
They're in the B-hole
category.
Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah.
All right.
B-hole.
And I think your coaches are also in the B-hole category
soft.
Because they're soft.
They
wanted to avoid confrontation.
Yes.
Even when they saw you getting into it in the stands, they still said nothing about it.
They got bulldozed.
B-hole.
B-hole.
All right. Are you enjoying any of this?
I am. At least they didn't touch 32 Krispy Kremes.
Was it 32 or 30?
I don't know. 36. I can't do math.
36. Hole or no hole? Me in Florida, I guess he lives in Florida, neighbors of 10 years moved to California. We were close. Families were well acquainted, etc. They were back to their old house to help new owners with something. Randomly crossed paths during a walk, not by plan. But I was very frosty to them. Still a little sad that they moved. I felt bad afterwards. Was I being a hole for being frosty on our coincidental meeting? They were super happy to see me and the wife, but I was frosty. Yeah, you're probably a hole.
You're probably a hole.
I mean, what are they supposed to do? Just live in the house forever to be next door to you?
That's what I'm saying.
I say a hole.
Teddy? A-hole.
Yeah, I agree.
A hole.
All right. Here we go. On the burner phone, says, "Friends of friends, listen, hope the wife doesn't hear this or I'm dead." Backstory, my wife hated waiting in line for balloon animals at events for our kids, so she buys a 400-pack of balloons off of Amazon, as one does. Fast forward, and she can make balloon animals. Now, weeks later, I'm driving, kids are screaming, so my wife decided, "Hey, want a balloon animal, kids?" I say, "Hey, I'm driving. Making a balloon animal monkey is a bit distracting." Maybe in an annoyed tone. She gets mad. I get mad. Kids get mad. We end up a nice, angry, quiet ride home. GTH. All right, so is he a hole for tossing the wife's balloon-making skills aside? Or is she a hole for suggesting balloon animals during a tense situation in the car?
I think he's the a-hole just because, like, you've been in those situations. Like, chaos is happening in the car. Let's just get everything under control. And she's like, "Hey, I have this skill." Just wondering. How long.
I like how she takes the balloons with her everywhere.
Everywhere.
In the car. I mean, she just whips them out.
She
like,
has some strong lungs.
Here you go. All right, what do we say? A-hole for him?
Yes, definitely.
A-hole.
All right. Are we out of time?
If you have one more, we can squeeze it in.
I mean, he stopped the music. It kind of felt like a...
It just ran
acceptance
out.
Acceptance speech.
You know, I do have one person who says they want to hear the story about you and Bobby on the plane that got Tressel to swear. What was that?
Oh, it wasn't the plane.
What was it?
It was on the bus.
On the bus. Can you tell the story? Is it safe for the radio?
I'll tell a quick edited version of it.
Okay, all right.
We couldn't fly into Happy Valley. Couldn't fly into State College because of fog. And so this is that year, 05. We lost the game. So we had to fly into Harrisburg. And so we got our nice little easy living deli sandwich many hours earlier. And they hadn't brought any more food. And so we're delayed. And we fly into Harrisburg. And we all exit the airport and take a wrong turn. So there's four buses that have to back up and go the other way. And you can just imagine Bobby in that situation.
I'll be honestly, like, what are we doing? Who's running this operation?
And I think he actually tried to put Boondock Saints on the actual like bus DVD player. And I remember Tress getting up and walking back, and Bobby, for the sake of the entire bus, just please be quiet. In a very stern,
that's not, that's not, that's not what he said. I feel like there's much more to that story that I'd like to get out of you.
There is.
All right. All right. We need a longer show for that. Maybe an uncensored podcast. Back page coming up. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
There's a 30-minute slowdown due to an accident blocking the left lane on southbound 270 on the west outer belt between Cemetery Road and Roberts Road. And you can expect a 10-minute slowdown on northbound 71 on the north side between I-70 and 11th Avenue. This report is sponsored by Allstate. You're in good hands. Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate, not one based on anyone else. So if you drive safely, you could save money. Good to know. Visit Allstate.com or call for a quote today. I'm Nicole for 97.1, The Fan Traffic.
Buckeye Show coming up at the top of the hour. Timmy is on vacation. The fresh-smelling Ryan Baker is filling in. And, of course, James Laurinaitis is filling in for T-Bone.
I told you you would not see me today.
I know, and you lied.
But now I'm here. Tito made a liar out of me.
Well, I was all prepared for Jeff Didoff to come in here. I woke up in the middle of the night just, because I dream about him.
Did you have some good stuff ready to go at him?
Like pins to prick him with?
I, whatever you do.
Yes. I use him as his own voodoo doll.
Maybe you were warming that up, and that's why I'm here, is because you got him.
Where
before
is he?
He got in
he
here.
Get sick?
His kid has some kind of championship game tonight at 6, and he was feeling guilty if he missed it.
Championship
so.
Game? One of his offspring has some sort of athletic prowess?
It's a miracle.
Was he yelling? Was he the guy yelling from the crowd?
Yeah, he may have been. He tells me, what was the thing he said not too long ago? That one of his friends made friends with a Russian kid at school. All right, like from Russia, I guess. And this friend was coming over for a sleepover. And he said, do you think it would be inappropriate of me to put on Rocky IV? And I said, yeah, probably. Until you get to know the family a little bit better.
It's a little aggressive.
Did he get a scouting report on some of the Russians in the draft for the Jackets this
week? Maybe he did. Hey, you know where Bone is? Probably at Hollywood Casino Columbus. Because that's where we do all our banging. 12,000 square foot sports book, food, drink, action. It's all there. Hollywood Casino Columbus. You know what? Bring the whole family. You have to be 21, but tape the kids to your stomach, put clothes over them, and sneak them in. That's what James likes to do. Must be 21 or older. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. James is regretting hosting this show more by the second. Baker, what's coming up on the show tonight?
Well, James and his fellow coaches on the Ohio State staff keep knocking it out of the park with this recruiting. It was Keenan Bailey's turn today. They got another tight end for the 2025 class. We'll talk about that. Also, Tony Alford with some comments that may rile up Buckeye fans. Uh-oh. We'll let you hear those.
Tony Alford, you know my theory on him. He was in league. stealing signs. It was an inside job, James.
Out of control. You're out of control.
How's Bjork doing? Have you met him? Talked to him?
I have met him. Yeah. I have talked
to him. You like him?
Yeah. I do.
How's Gene?
Gene was great. After the last OV weekend, Gene got out of the presentation, walked out, shook everyone's hand, gave the peace sign. My last one, just kept him moving.
That's it.
No looking back.
Are you surprised that he retired?
No. No, he's been doing
I always thought he would do something else. I always thought that if there was going to be some sort of like Big Ten super conference takeover SEC and they have their own playoff system, that Gene would somehow like run that thing.
Yeah, I could see that. I just think getting through this whole NIL era is taking a lot out of a lot of people. You know, like it's a whole new, you're navigating a whole space that is just really different. And I think the timing of, hey, this next, whatever the next 10 years is,
yeah,
I think he just finally got to a point, and I'm not speaking for him, but I think looking back, like he keeps mentioning how excited he is to be actually around his grandkids.
Well, I think
there's got to a point where he's like, I don't have the energy for what this next step is going to be. Like, I got us here. We're good. We got a really good, strong NIL support of the roster. I'm out of here.
Here's what I need you to do for me, though. Tell Bjork that there's only one thing I want from him, other than a national championship in every single sport, which should be very easy to achieve.
That's right.
I want real grass back in the shoe again. Make it a priority.
I mean, that'd be great. I'm all for that. I love playing.
Make it a priority. I don't want to hear about water table. I don't want to hear about sunlight.
If you could say, hey, you only get real grass.
Yeah.
Gray in the sleeves. Again, the thick sleeve comes back.
Yeah.
Or you get a massive new giant scoreboard that actually looks like it belongs in 2024.
Look at you with the shade. So which one are you taking? I'm taking grass all day, every day.
That's a tough one.
Stop.
I can't answer my own question.
You got to pick one. You asked the question.
I know.
It's easy. Gray on the sleeves. Come on.
No, it's not easy.
That is easy.
I'm going scoreboard. I'm spicing up the, I'm having like, you don't, doing a bigger scoreboard doesn't change like the integrity of the shoe. Right.
What are you
I'm
lacking?
Not even going down. Like,
what are you
whole,
lacking from the scoreboard that you're not getting?
I'm just saying, like, when you look around, I just want a bigger scoreboard. I think it'd be really sweet to have the scoreboard, the whole width of that section.
What are you going
to
do with it?
Just show awesome videos.
You're talking the whole width, though,
yeah,
the open end?
Hell yeah, I am.
That would be pretty
blow
awesome.
Blow it up.
Would Marcus Freeman to come over and play some music and turn the lights off?
The lights would go off on a night game, yeah, and you have some kind of electric show.
Joey Bosa comes and plays his thumpity-thump music.
I've given up on the gray sleeves only because, and Bo will be so mad at me, because the something with the sleeve being trademarked, that stripe matches the stripe on the helmet. And that was a Nike thing. That's what I was told. That's their argument.
All right, you're going to fight
for
the scoreboard.
I have gone all over that. Woody Hayes asking for grays back in the sleeve.
You are going to fight for the scoreboard. Baker's going to fight for
I'm not fighting for anything.
Gray sleeves. Well, you're in-house. You have to fight.
I just want a really good NIL collectives so that we can...
And I'm fighting for
help
grass.
Make the Buckeyes.
Let's go, better. Grass. Back page.
The Back Page. The Back Page. With Common Man and T-Bone.
Sponsored by Care Heating and Cooling. When you need a company you can trust, call 1-800-COOLING.
All right, normally Bone is doing Back Page, but I will do it. The basketball tournament is coming back. 64 teams, winner take all. Ohio State's alumni team is Carmen's crew. Okay. Jared Sullinger is the head coach for Carmen's crew.
Good old Coach Sullinger.
I would actually like him in the game to call a timeout and insert himself into the game.
I got this, boys.
Throw that ass around in the paint.
Is Satch still helping? Do we know?
I don't know if Satch is there, but here's the team. Kyle Young is there. I get nervous every single time he gets touched in above the neck.
All effort.
Andre Wesson, Caleb Wesson, Keyshawn Woods, and Evan Ravenel. That is a name that I've not said in a while, but he is there. They're joined by four alumni of other programs, including Bowling Green forward Scott Thomas, former Boston College forward CJ Penna, former Fairmont State guard Jamel Morris, and former East Tennessee State guard DeSanta Bradford. So not all Buckeyes, but your principal talent from Ohio State.
And I believe that was only 9 guys. They said there will be more added to the roster before they start, which is July 20th.
Beanie Wells.
Could be good.
Beanie could...
Could box out.
Well, you know,
box
out down low. Beanie once told me that he could average 10 points a game in the NBA.
That doesn't surprise me at all.
That he said it? Yes, because it's not real.
Sounds like something Tyvus would say.
We had... I have a player on our team right now that will... on our linebacker room that one day was like, oh, I could have played college hoops. And he had the guts to pull up Anthony Edwards' high school highlight tape and pretend that it was him. I'm like, you can see the search bar. He's like, what you mean? It looks just like me. I'm like,
I'll tell you what. Before Google, it was a liar's paradise. Wasn't it? James, I had fun with you today, buddy.
I had a great time.
Don't be a stranger.
I had a great time.
All right?
Yeah.
Give my best to everybody over there.
I will.
You want me to come in for some motivational speeches?
That'd be great. For sure.
Yeah. I'll make it happen. Buckeye Show is next. We'll see you tomorrow. Me and who's with me tomorrow?
Tyvus Powell.
Tyvus Powell. I forgot all about it. Tyvus Powell. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
You should know there's an accident that's blocking two right lanes on eastbound 161 between 270 Northeast and Sunbury Road, and you're looking at a 5-minute slowdown if you need to travel southbound 71 on the north side between Morse Road and I-70. This report is sponsored by Pierre's Ice Cream. Get your spoons ready for Pierre's Ice Cream. Cherry vanilla, cookies and cream, nuts about Buckeyes. All Pierre's flavors are next level. Made in Ohio, made with the best. Pierre's Ice Cream, we've got your flavor. I'm Nicole for 97.1. The Fan Traffic.
Broadcasting from the Lindsay Honda Studios.
Honda makes the cars. Lindsay makes the difference. Visit lindsayhonda.com.
WBNSFM, HD1 Columbus. The Fan. The Fan.
Center. Good evening. I'm Buddy Wells. Starting with baseball, the Reds and Guardians are both out on the road tonight. The Reds play the first of four in St. Louis against the Cardinals. That game will get started next hour at 7:45. Andrew Abbott is on the mound for Cincinnati. As for the Guardians, they play the first of four in Kansas City tonight against the Royals. First pitch in that game is at 8:10. Ben Lively is on the bump for the Guards. Cleveland did see their 8-game win streak snapped last night in Baltimore, but they still enter tonight owning the best record in the American League. In college football recruiting news, Ohio State landed a commitment today from tight end Brody Lennon. He ranks as a 3-star in this year's class. Lennon is from Gates Mills, Ohio, up near Cleveland. And in the NBA, the Nuggets are set to offer Jamal Murray a 4-year extension worth $209 million this summer. And sticking with the Nuggets, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope will decline his player option with Denver and become a free agent. Breaking sports news, when it happens on The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.